about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
I would just say, stay tuned. The day of reckoning will come. The record will be straight.
Why not set the record straight now? I mean, what is it about the record that's not straight?
Stay tuned.
How soon will that happen?
Stay tuned. Sooner than later.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
This is a place where kids and families can come and kind of bounce around, but you need something, and I'm going to have everyone do it like a magic chant. All right, you guys ready? Because when we're talking inflatables, you need something that's been inflated. Are you guys ready?
Yeah!
All right, here we go.
I don't like this.
Repeat after me. Abracadabra, 1, 2, 3.
Abracadabra, 1, 2, 3.
Now it's time to see what we see.
I'm sorry, the question again, Dave?
And now.
Like, he wouldn't walk around with his penis up.
Our feature presentation.
It's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That guy has a good point.
Yeah.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday morning, the 11th of December.
Mm. You feel it?
Feel.
It's in the air.
It's in the air?
Yeah, the anticipation.
Oh, the anticipation.
Yeah.
Of
Secret Santa.
Right, we're doing our Secret Santa today, and yeah. I have a question. I have a qualifying question.
Oh. Sure.
Because I mean, am feeling
seems,
it.
Seems late.
Well,
okay. Because it is. It's just hours away.
But I'm saying, like, I need to know how we're going to judge.
Okay.
Because then I can spend the next 2 hours doing whatever I need to do.
Judging, well, number one, I think that we're living in a cone of trust. I think that we have to all acknowledge that we have to push our ego out of it.
Okay.
And say, okay, that person killed it.
Yeah.
But above and beyond, we have Destiny, who we all know is new, and we'll look at this and sort of say, I think she could be a bit of our Judge Judy.
If we have a tie, she
no
breaks
tie.
The tie.
I mean, no one will know it. It won't be a tie. It'll be about having a true, you know, step back look at what's going on.
Interesting.
Why, Allie?
I just determined that Jensen has me.
Oh, because Destiny wouldn't make the decision if I gave
right.
her the gift? You never know that. It's not
Boom.
True.
Boom! Investigative reporter.
Interesting.
Part of the I team. Send us your videos.
Well, I mean, that's a lot to ask for as an investigative reporter here. But sure, I mean, listen, if that's what you want to believe.
Here's the thing.
Believe it.
So we said yesterday who we picked for Secret Santa because we're going to need them in the room to open the gift for the
segment.
We
didn't tell them which person is giving them a gift, but we need the person in the room that's getting the gift.
So we need Christine in the room. We need mugs in the room. And then Jensen said, who I have is already in the room. So it was going to be Destiny, Kevin, or I.
Yeah.
Here's how I deduced that it was me.
Yes, Sherlock.
This is the end of Clue. Okay, go on.
You just said Destiny will be the somewhat tiebreaker.
Well, okay, but by the way, we don't know for sure that Destiny doesn't get a gift because Dave is also coming in to give his gift. But go on.
Oh, okay. Because I was saying there's only three of us. There's not going to be a tie.
No, I think Dave's also coming.
No, he's not coming
in. Well, that's the problem.
Well, he should because he has a garbage gift.
No, we determined that yesterday.
Okay.
No.
He'll make us all feel better, though.
Yeah. So Destiny's out.
Okay, because
she's going to be the determining factor.
Which means she's not involved.
She's not involved in his gift.
Okay, I get it.
Well, that's not really, okay.
So it's Kevin.
How do you know
Kevin
it's not me?
Or me.
Yeah, okay.
I know he jokes a lot, like, oh, I don't even see gender. I'm gender fluid. That bag is pink.
What's the only bag we had at the house other than the? Well, here's what happened.
Yeah.
I posted one last night that had the gift
bag
in it originally.
And I thought that's a feminine bag. That's for me or Destiny.
Now, ironically, I had to give up that bag because we had a different gift that was larger.
You guys need more bags.
What's happening?
We do. And so I said, what bag do we have? This was all I had left.
Pink bag.
Mm-hmm.
This plays right into my question, though.
Okay.
Is giving a gift in a gift bag
part of the thing?
Cop it out. You know what I mean? Like, because you're not.
Mine's in a gift bag.
Yes!
However.
Yours is in a gift bag?
Yep. However.
Yes!
I also wrapped it.
See, that's my question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Am I going to get marked down?
No, I don't think so.
No, wrapping
you're
plays no part.
Yeah, you're judged purely
on
the gift.
And okay, I'll tell you this. Honestly.
I was very worried.
Putting a gift in a gift bag with some tissue paper means you love them. Because that's,
I like
all,
that
that's mostly all I do.
That's pretty much all. Yeah, most of
it. It just says love. The way that you actually go with the tissue paper and make it look all pretty, that's a big deal. That's expending energy.
See, I was afraid I was coming in with a gift bag, and then both of you had these immaculately wrapped gifts.
No, no, no,
and
gift
I was like, oh, I'm already lost.
No, once you see the way my gift is actually wrapped inside the gift bag, you'll be like, ooh, kudos on the gift bag.
But not in the voting.
Not in the voting.
Correct.
No.
Not part of the voting.
So it has nothing to do with the voting.
No.
No.
No. And the voting is about, like, is that a great gift for that person?
Correct.
It's not about, is that a great gift? It's tailored to that person.
Can I compare it to something?
Sure.
When they vote for MVP in sports leagues.
Very similar.
It's not about who's the best player. It's about who made the best impact for their team.
It's a great point,
I don't
Jensen.
Know how Thank that you. Plays into this.
I don't
Thank
either.
You.
Okay. Just nod your head. Okay, yes, Jensen, good.
And so I just want to let you know that these gifts are going to be graded on the specific person they are given
yes.
to.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so Dave writes up, should the recipients judge? But now you're putting
See,
it
I
on...
See, I think that's kind of tough.
I think it plays into it.
Does it?
Yeah, I think it plays into
because
it.
Because now but... it puts pressure on the recipient.
To be like, this is a great gift
Right,
for
even
me.
If it wasn't.
Yeah, and what if one of the recipients is part of the three?
I think it plays into the voting. Mm-hmm. I don't think that it's the only place you go, but I think that it's one
it plays
of,
into it.
I think it's one of the things you look for. If the person, if you think the gift is great and the person starts gagging because they're allergic to whatever it is you give them, I think
oh my God, he got me cheese.
I think that absolutely.
That would be the best. He would win. He would win.
By giving me cheese for Christmas? That's horrible.
But Jensen, it's funny.
Did you get me cheese?
I don't even think I have you.
Oh, you don't think?
Well, then, Kevin, it's you.
I get cheese.
I have to do some research, but it would be funny if I handed you just Gouda.
Then should we have Dave, Omar, Ruben in the room?
Oh, all vote?
To also vote.
I think they could vote.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll make it a team effort.
Yeah. I think it's worth it. I think it's worth
this is important
peanut
because
gallery.
This is normal, right? Everybody needs to rank themselves on how good a gift giver they are.
This is not normal, and I apologize for even making this a thing.
Well, because Allie started in a sense that she said, oh, mine for sure is better, and then I convinced
myself.
I
didn't say better. I said I won Secret
Santa. She said
Santa.
I won Christmas. Right. Yes, yes, that's true.
I convinced myself she's right, and then I went home and said, you know what? No, mine's killer, man. Killer.
Same, and but then Jensen the and I came in the next day, and we were fighting for second, and we were like, wait, hold up.
Which honestly means I already won.
No, it doesn't.
No.
In your head.
Because yesterday, even she admitted in the hallway yesterday, I got in her head.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Because
he
I immediately was like, oh, no, I feel real good about it. And she even felt the confidence I had.
Or... Was I gaslighting you?
Oh, well, that Allie just put both hands in the air.
As like, if she just
almost,
won something.
Almost in an Omega frat sign. Like
it was
she's
like an
Shaquille
Omega
O'Neal.
And a karate
It wasn't a celebration of
it
any
weird.
Kind.
It was weird.
It was like an O'Doyle rules kind of thing. Anyway, it is going to come down to the wire. I still love my odds.
I do, too.
I love them.
I think adorable. Mm-hmm. No, I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly,
I think I could win the whole thing.
Really?
I know.
And
I'm
that's
in the
what
race.
Christmas is about, kids. Winning the whole thing.
I hope
Only
they
give
know.
Gifts if you know it will cause praise to you.
Right.
Everyone knows that.
It has nothing to do with the recipient. It's the giver.
Right.
Oh, I cannot wait until the 7 o'clock hour.
It's gonna
this.
Be great.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bicho, shall we?
Who stands around their house hitting themselves with fish?
It's a good question. On the program today, minutiae that annoys you.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to LA Times reporter Mark Potts about the rise of the resistance ride at Disneyland.
Yeah,
he waited 10 hours to ride it in Florida.
But he didn't really wait 10 hours.
I know, I do want to talk to him about that.
It's all on an app, and you don't wait in line. It's digital.
You get to do other
well, that's
things.
Nonsense.
Yeah. You get to do other things.
You don't even have to stay in the park.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was going to ask him that.
Yeah.
Thanks for answering.
Oh, no, I did some deep dives into this. I'm like, sir, clickbait.
Yeah, when we were kids...
Yeah.
I had to sit, just standing in line for like 6 hours
right,
for Splash
That's
Mountain.
What that meant.
Yeah.
Now 10 hours standing in line for 10 hours doesn't mean that?
Yeah, and you're like, Dad, I really need to pee. And he's like, come on!
Right.
You're fine.
Suck it up!
You're fine. We're about to see a Yeti.
The theme of theme parks is like, get in line, weirdo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think it kind of takes away from it, if I'm being honest.
Right. We'll talk to him about it.
Yeah.
Top 10 colors of the year.
Yesterday we left, and Kevin said, I wonder if we're even going to have enough. Don't put one on if they're not good.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe we'll have five.
Maybe we'll
no
five.
Big deal.
And then this morning you said, we have too many. We need
too much for
two
one.
Bricks.
For one, there's
really?
No way we can do it in one segment.
All right.
So we have to do it in two segments.
Good news.
And I cut like three of them out.
Oh.
Because they didn't rise to the level of A-plus that we
should
have.
We shame them during the segment.
Sorry.
No, the ones we play are the best colors of the year.
Okay.
The most
so
entertaining.
If you're not one of them, you know it's you.
Right. Mm-hmm. And... unique Christmas songs. And by unique, we mean interesting. Perhaps bad.
Again, don't need to say I won something, but I think
you won this as well?
I brought some heaters. Heaters.
We were supposed to bring in songs?
Well, if we liked some, we should bring them in.
Is this also a competition?
I don't believe it is because I was not aware we were supposed to bring in.
Oh, that's what a loser would say. But yeah.
Wow, hurtful. Wow.
I brought
this minimal win. Well, I mean, it's about Christmas songs.
I brought heat.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:55. While Ellie still has the energy to go on.
The optimism, even.
Wow.
Before she loses in the Secret Santa.
You just stole my joke that I said right before we went on.
100%.
You are gross, sir.
It's time for what's happening. Here's Ellie, who's still alive now.
Change.org. Sometimes has great petitions on there. We know that a lot of times they make no difference in something. But you put whatever you want on change.org, you have people sign it, and then maybe that petition leads to some change.
Yeah, then you change how Sonic the Hedgehog looks. Everyone knows that.
There you go. That did work.
Yeah.
This one, I just have to share with you because the way the guy wrote it kills me. Baby Yoda has taken the world by storm.
Yes.
We know this, right? Mm-hmm. From Disney's Disney Plus series, The Mandalorian.
It was just named Person of the Year by Time Magazine.
By Time Magazine.
Wow, that's great. Yeah.
I don't believe that's true. I believe it was Greta Thunberg.
Yeah.
But
I think it's Baby Yoda, but go on.
Here's what this guy wrote. Well, this is pretty self-explanatory. I think Baby Yoda should be an emoji. He stole our hearts, and now I want him to steal our keyboard space. Your friend shares a picture of her newborn baby? Respond with a cute little Baby Yoda emoji to show her that you think her little rascal is cute beyond words. You're sick, and your mom texts, "Do you want some soup?" Respond back with a cute little Baby Yoda to show to her that your thirst for soup is insatiable. Join me with this movement and let your voices be heard. All caps, we want Baby Yoda emoji! So thank you to Trav Bryan Music. You want 15,000 signatures right now. You have 10,899.
I'd sign that.
Yeah. Go ahead. Make Baby Yoda an emoji. Let's get it. Let's get it happening, you guys.
I like it.
I mean, I want to send a Baby Yoda emoji. But then here's my concern.
Oh, you have concerns. Go on.
I mean, once he's an emoji, we find out racist texts.
Oh, tweets from the past.
Right. Oh, just sexist, misogynist. Oh, Baby Yoda is such a D-bag.
Yeah, and he was aggressive on dates in his early 20s.
We need to maybe vet Baby Yoda a bit more.
How do we do that exactly?
Kevin, I don't have time to explain that right now, but it involves a private detective.
Too late. Trolls are in motion.
I've used one in the past. Dug up some great dirt.
Sorry, Baby Yoda.
So, I'm on to you. I'm on to you, Baby Yoda.
A true milkshake duck, yeah.
Make sure your porch is clean, if you know what I'm saying. Guys, Christmas is not far away, and you still have gifts to order online? Guess what? Do it now. You want to know why? We're going to talk about the last days you can ship packages to arrive by Christmas. If you're doing it USPS, like Retail Ground, you want to ship by December 14th. But if you want UPS Ground, you got to go a day prior, December 13th. These are the final days to ship, so it gets there by Christmas.
That puts a lot of pressure on.
It does, but maybe you're one of those FedEx people. You've got until December 16th. But still, you guys, this is right around the corner. You have like 2 days to get this all done. What have you been waiting for? And I'm talking to you, men. what's happening? I'll never forget the Christmas Eve that we're like, where's Dad? And my mom's like, he had to run to the Beverly Center for a little bit. And we're like, really? The mall? That's so weird on Christmas Eve. Is it open this late? And my mom's like, yeah, it has to be for men.
I've been that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, we've all been that guy.
Many times.
I think a lot of you have been that guy.
Yeah.
I respect
And by the way, you're not looking for the best gift. You're just looking for anything that's still there that will minimally work.
You're like, honey, you wanted a padlock, right?
Yes. <it's>, you could somehow sell it as a gift, even though it's not really a gift.
That was the year my dad was buying me a remember LL Cool J when he was like, I can't live without my radio.
Yes.
And he had
a boombox.
Boombox on his shoulder. Mm-hmm. That's all I wanted. I wanted to be LL Cool J. But I also wanted to press record play so I could tape my favorite songs.
Yeah, off the radio. That's the dream. Yeah.
And also press record play and tape my favorite theme songs from TV shows like What's Happening and Facts of Life. So that's what my dad was looking for. And it was the first year they were out and they were like $500. Oh. My dad's like, these are so expensive.
I don't love her that much.
They had like a bunch of lights on them.
Yeah.
It was like a serious thing.
It was insane.
Yeah.
And my dad went everywhere. They were sold out everywhere. But guess what was under the tree?
Baby Yoda?
Baby a padlock?
Yoda and a padlock. And he said, I stole your heart. And then he unlocked it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Every foot is like a story.
Every foot is like a story. Mm-hmm. But he said, every story has foot, you know?
Every, yeah.
Did you say you know?
You know, it was weird. He was just learning how to talk back then.
What did you, end up getting it?
Yes.
Oh, what a
worst
story.
Yoda ever.
What a story, what an impression.
Why would Yoda say you know?
Oh God, we're on the air, it's after six.
Crap. Happy birthday, Monique, Mostav, Nikki Six, Haley Steinfeld, Ryder Strong, and DJ Yella, and that's what's happened.
A little less than an hour. For Secret Santa, and then two people are going to end up dead.
You sound so deflated.
One will move on. Oh no, I feel bad for you guys.
You already sound broken.
Yeah, well, I feel bad. He really does, doesn't he?
He does.
I'm just saying, I feel bad for you guys.
Third place, Kevin, is what I'm hearing.
I'll visit you in the hospital.
Will you?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. Let's talk about Richard Jewell. Have you guys seen the trailer for this movie? Richard Jewell was a security guard in 1996 in Atlanta at the Olympics.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And there was a bomb in a backpack, and he cleared everybody out and saved lives. And then everybody started saying it was him.
Yeah, he was falsely accused of being the bomber.
He's the one that found it. Oh, but wait a minute. Is he the one that said it so he could find it? Like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
The night that explosion happened, and there's a billboard right outside my house.
For this film?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is odd because I live on a street, but it's close. It's very close. Every day.
They actually decided to put it in your front yard, and you'll find out why, actually.
Every day, I look at it, and I feel bad. Mm-hmm. Because the bomb went off the night before in Atlanta.
And by the way, for those who, for some reason, don't remember the story or weren't alive, I guess, Richard Jewell was massively infamous. Like, it was on the news, his face, they would say, the investigation was weirdly very public. And
well, here's the thing.
He was put through the ringer maybe more than any suspect, at least in my memory.
Yes, but I want to explain maybe why. It's because even the World Cup in soccer, which is truly a World Cup, is 32 countries or whatever. The Olympics, if you have one athlete, you could, so there's media from literally all over the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the bomb goes off, and this is the only thing for them to talk about. So it did play out in public very, very, a lot more than most cases do.
Absolutely.
And I was there, flew in the next day, and it's all anyone was talking about.
Yeah.
Now listen, I was younger. It was a different time.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's also worth noting before you get into your story that Richard Jewell died at the young age of 44 in 2007 based on a heart attack from stress. But go on. Yeah.
I don't know that you need to point that out.
It's worth noting.
So I went to his house, to his apartment. He was in an apartment. And on the across the street, you've seen this before, Allie, and I'm sure everybody's seen this, where the world's press is all lined up.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's got a camera. Everybody's got a reporter. They're all standing in front of in an apartment right behind me.
Yeah.
This is the guy, Richard Jewell.
Why were you there?
Well, we were doing some stuff for the show there.
Oh.
For the Olympics?
Yes.
Okay.
So we went to Atlanta for the Olympics. The bomb happened to happen the night before.
Yes. Okay.
So we decided, well, should we even go? Well, let's go. Let's just see what we can do. Got there. It's all anyone was talking about.
Yeah, I mean, cared about the breaststroke and the diving competitions.
Nothing.
Yeah.
At that point, it was just Richard Jewell.
Yes.
Now, in my childish mind, and I'm not necessarily proud of this, he's a fat dude.
Right. And also that played into it. A lot of people were like, oh, he's a fat guy. Like that was like kind of.
Thank you, Jensen.
Only fat guys bomb people.
Right.
Is that what we're saying?
I don't think so. But
okay.
But no, no, but it was sort of a, he can't sort of a, he can't get notoriety in a normal way, so this is how he has to do it.
Oh, you
he
think has like to, this is how he's a movie star.
He has to Paul Blart it up so that he can be.
You thought that back then?
Yes.
So you knew about Paul, Blart.
In this timeline, you have to understand Kevin knew always about Paul Blart. It was something.
It was always a thing that was going to happen.
He always understood.
That was your superpower. Yeah. You knew about Paul Blart years before.
I'm saying in retrospect.
Okay.
That's who this guy was.
Yes.
So I was standing on the grass out in front of his apartment, and I was focusing only on the fact that he was fat.
Okay.
Because I'm a bad human.
And there's CNN around you, people trying to do real journalism, and you...
Japanese TV,
right, you're focused
Russians,
on
everybody.
His
and I'm focused on the fact that he's a fat guy.
He's poorly.
Okay.
So what's my angle? If everybody else is there and they're talking about, oh, this might be the bomber, blah, blah, blah. My angle was, hey, isn't he fat?
Huh.
And you would interview people in front of his house?
People that came out of the apartment complex.
Oh, no.
We would say, tell us about Richard Jewell. And they would just say, oh, you know, he's a nice guy. And then we would say something super insulting like, have you ever seen him eat any of the children in the apartment complex?
Oh, Kevin. Yeah. Goddamn Kevin.
Yeah.
Oh.
And we did that a lot.
Yeah.
It was very creative. I got to be honest.
I don't.
We came up with a lot of different ways to make fun of the fact
that he was
fat. I don't
know if it's Peabody winning, but sure.
Well, it's not. Right. It's also not something I'm proud of. Except for we really did come up with a lot of fat jokes.
I mean, I'm sure you came up with a lot outside of his house just sitting there staring at
him. It's all we
him.
Had to do. Like, there was nothing else happening.
Okay, so did you ever feel regret about this one before the movie came out? And because he's the he's the very sympathetic figure of this film. Like, it's supposed
it wasn't,
to be.
For those of you that don't know the story, it wasn't him.
At all.
No.
Yeah, he was actually a hero.
So all of the media and everybody else, and Jensen just referenced it, it was played out in public.
Yes. And also, I don't know if the, hey, it's not him, was as strictly, you know,
no,
it was
that was like a
emphasized.
Reader at the end of a newscast.
Yeah.
And then
like
everyone
an
moved on.
Yeah, it was
it's
an asterisk.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it was an asterisk, like, hey, Richard Jewell, it wasn't him.
Oh, by the way, it wasn't him.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. It was
hey,
just
check
it was
out
a throwaway.
The squirrel water skiing, huh?
I haven't seen the movie yet.
I haven't either.
But there is an incredible moment in real life where he, because he ended up suing a bunch of stuff and made money from it. But he sued NBC and he settled out of court with them. And one of the things he did, and we should play the clip eventually.
Oh, I forgot to get the clip.
Is that he went on Saturday Night Live because he wanted to. And he did Weekend Update with Norm MacDonald. And it is real awkward television.
Because he wanted to sort of clear his name.
Well, he wanted an apology.
Yeah, wanted an apology.
Yeah, and he got one on. And he wrote a couple jokes for himself. But boy, his life was very odd and clearly didn't ask for any of that attention.
Now, did I meet him? No. Did he ever see anything I did? No, of course not.
Right.
Because that makes me feel better. Do I feel terrible? Yeah, I did. Even at the time when they said it wasn't him, I was like, oh, my God, I'm an asshole.
So
why didn't I think that originally?
You feel regret. Well, because it was a different. I mean, listen, it's a very odd time in 2019 where you look back at jokes that were made in the 80s and 90s and even the aughts, even the 2000s, and you're like, oh, these aren't. Cool. Now.
This was 96, and we made fun of everyone for being fat because we were those people.
Well, so did
we were those guys.
A lot of the late night jokes have come up about Richard Jewell because of the movie, and like Jay Leno, who's the most milquetoast dude in the world, was making fat jokes.
Yeah.
So I mean, listen, did you kill Richard Jewell?
No.
Yes.
What?
But should you feel guilty about it? No, because everyone helped you. Everyone was your accomplice, is what I'm saying.
Wow. Wait, so you're saying that I killed him? I'm just saying I felt bad.
What I'm saying is, did you kill Richard Jewell?
No!
Yes. But did you have help and it wasn't just you doing it? Yes.
Wow. This is a lot to take in.
I didn't kill him.
Will you have to be questioned by cops now? Yes. Did you kill Richard Jewell? Yes.
No!
I think you killed him.
Well, I was just coming to you for the answer.
Jensen sold me. Yeah, you killed him.
Yes.
Congrats, Kevin. You're a murderer.
I don't know why there's so little Christmas music that sticks.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There's like 12 songs and that's it.
That's the ones that get replayed over and over. Yeah.
Or remade over and over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What? I feel like maybe you guys just aren't in the Christmas spirit.
I mean,
there
truly,
are a ton of songs.
Well, you know, we're not people who have six Christmas trees, sure. But we are people who love the spirit and the season.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we would know the music. Maybe we don't know them as well as someone who's, you know, putting up Christmas decorations November 1st. But
Out of all the songs that are released.
Oh.
Just talk about you.
Yeah.
Out of all the songs that have been released for Christmas, a shockingly few amount have lasted. You know, Mariah Carey is a newer Christmas song that sort of is part of the canon. But
yes, and that is maybe one of the best songs ever.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there have been so many other Christmas songs. Some of them truly horrible, which is my first one, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
This is called Kung Fu Christmas.
Okay.
And I love it for two reasons. The first reason is you can't understand a word they're saying.
Sure.
Tips his hat and he says, have a Kung Fu Christmas.
Have a Kung Fu Christmas.
Come on.
Yeah.
Have a Kung Fu Christmas.
That part's pretty good.
Only that part.
The part before that, it just sounds like they're rattle. I don't even know.
It's just noise.
It's like mixed wrong.
I heard the word green.
Uh-huh. That's more than I heard.
That's
It's mixed wrong.
I heard nothing.
Do you mind if I play one that
sure.
I love? Okay.
Yeah.
Can we play My Little Drummer Boy, please?
Mm-hmm.
This is Justin Bieber in his youth. This isn't like, this isn't old, cool, tattooed Justin Bieber. This is young, you know, 11-year-old. And it's with Busta Rhymes, who rarely misses. But this song is his Little Drummer Boy, and it's intense. I don't know, Justin.
I gotta tell you, that's not terrible.
I think he's lying in a lot of that, though.
Well, of course.
Yeah, he's not playing the drum there.
Of course.
But he is a good drummer, which made it awkward, because I feel like he should have played. Anyway, point is, that's one of my favorite Christmas songs.
All right.
Oh, my God.
It's so bad.
It's one of your favorites, because it's so bad.
It's so bad,
All right, I have one other, and I want to play it in its entirety. It's like a minute and a half.
Okay, good. Because my next one is intense.
Let's do yours next, then. Gonna end with mine, if that's okay. Because mine's a little bit longer.
Okay.
Okay.
This one, can we play This Christmas? Is that what it's called? Okay, great.
You ready?
Well, let me just explain.
Okay.
I was going to Christmas at my in-laws and stopped to go to the bathroom at like a gas station. Went in. There was a song playing in the bathroom. I thought I was on a hidden camera show. That's how crazy this song is.
Okay.
I recorded it on my phone just in case it wasn't a hidden camera show. Mm-hmm. Got to...
So you were sitting on a toilet.
Uh-huh. Basically.
Pulled out your phone and were recording
and
a song.
And recorded it. Mm-hmm. Right.
You know all those hidden camera shows in a bathroom.
Right. That's what I felt. Honestly, that's...
What's going on with you? I questioned it,
but it was that crazy.
You should have heard it.
And this song was real. I was not on a hidden camera show, and it is earnest. This is not a comedy song. This is not a satire. It's by a woman named Sandy Bainham, and it's about how she's dating a Jew this Christmas.
This Christmas, I'll be celebrating Hanukkah with a Jewish man I'm dating.
This is insane.
Won't be standing underneath a mistletoe.
She really needs it.
'Cause I'll be here with you.
Okay, keep it going.
Right.
This Christmas, I'll be lighting a menorah.
Beautiful.
Singing dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. Santa won't be coming to your house, but I'll be there, an honorary Jew.
I'm on,
on the eighth day of Hanukkah, my true love gave to me.
She doesn't do the whole song, does she?
And a lot of chocolate gelt. No, he won't be saying Merry Christmas, darling. But when he says Shalom, I simply melt.
I mean, this is when I thought I was on a hidden camera show.
I'm mouthing the words.
You know this song?
I'll tell you why I know this song.
Won't be roasting any chestnuts. Still we'll have a merry holiday for me, for you, a goy, a Jew, a happy Hanukkah.
I mean,
yeah.
I thought it was so fake. I was like, there's yeah, no way
there's
that
no
song
way
exists.
Agreed.
And it does.
Did you tweet this?
I did tweet it like a year ago.
Uh-huh.
And you knew
and
from
I
that.
And I saw it. And I listened to it, and I had tears rolling down my face. The mixing dairy and meat, I was like, I can't.
So I can't. I was like, how could this be real? So I did a bunch of research on it, and Sandy Bateman, she's not kidding. This is truly yeah. earnest. Yeah,
she really wanted to spend Christmas
she meant
with
it.
The Jew.
But to make the song list all the things that you can't do. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Santa's not coming to your house
right.
this year because I'm dating a Jew. Also, the way she says Jew is like kind
it's,
of...
concerning.
Kind of concerning.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But she meant it with love, clearly.
Yeah. Sandy right. Bateman, you're a star.
I'm going to let you guys figure out who this is.
Okay.
Cartman. Eric yeah. Cartman.
It is the name of a dear Savior's
baby. Oh, Eric.
Doesn't know the words.
Oh. It is the night with the Christmas trees and pears.
Nope. No, this is right.
Not right.
Cartman.
Jesus was burnt and so
Beautiful.
I'm crying.
We need to protect Eric Cartman at
we
all
do,
costs.
We do, right?
At all costs.
Tear going down my
Do
face.
We have time for just one more?
I mean, do you want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
I do, because I think this may be the worst, and we've played it before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is Pete the Rodeo Clown.
Oh, no. Wait for the twist, mm-hmm. you guys. Wait for the twist.
Strong on the harmonica, though.
This Christmas, I've been a paraplegic now for more than 20 years.
How do you write a song about being a paraplegic?
Wait for the twist.
Dude, come on, it's lyrics.
No, he had to do the sleigh bells.
Oh.
When I was just a teenager, a car crash made me one. A bull named Car Crash at the rodeo.
It was a bull named Car Crash. He wasn't
right.
hit by a car, you
that
guys.
That was the twist.
It was actually a bull.
That's some M. Night S.
That's right.
All right, we have many more, right?
Oh, yeah, we're going to do it again later.
All right, we will come back with more songs on the Kevin and Bean Show. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:53. Dangerously close mm-hmm. to me destroying everyone on the show.
Right.
With my Secret Santa gift.
The confidence is so fake.
Oh, that seems safe
right?
to you?
We're
fake?
Working with you for over a year now.
Uh-huh.
I know when you're confident, and uh-huh. that was just yeah. false.
All right.
Guys. Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Honestly,
uh-huh.
I'm taking this.
There's, I heard you say that.
So go ahead and just get used to that feeling that you have where you're like...
The feeling where I
where
have the
like,
feeling
oh,
that I'm going to win?
Not enough.
I'm going
to
be honest.
Just get used to it.
I spent over a decade of my life rap battling, and I've never felt more in a competition than I am right now. Like, this is truly... going to. I'm going for the neck.
This is what Christmas is all about.
Yeah,
you
it's
guys.
About competition. Yes. It's about the accolades you get.
For giving.
Not for, you know, the, oh, this is a great gift. Mm. It's what you get for giving that gift.
Correct.
Yes.
We all know
not
that.
The joy, not nope. the, oh, I'm just being selfless. Mm-hmm. It's the kudos in return.
And we will be going Instagram yeah. live, from mm-hmm. what I understand, yeah. during the opening.
Yeah.
Okay, so do people have a vote then? Or no?
Come
okay.
on.
No, no, I don't okay. need them.
We are going to let everybody that is not involved have a vote,
yes,
though.
Yes, they're going to yeah. they're gonna help pick.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's going to be right. amazing. Guys, do you remember the first time I told you about Post Malone and he was selling Crocs?
Yes.
He had his own yeah. collection.
And you said gibbets a lot.
I did. I mm-hmm. said gibbets because mm-hmm. those are the little stones that are on Crocs. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. But he sold out. You told me the next day. You said they sold out in like minutes.
Sold out.
Yeah.
That was his first collection. Then he had a second. Sold out.
Okay.
Then he had a third. Sold out.
I'm seeing a pattern.
What's happening?
He released his fourth Crocs collection. Sold out in under 2 hours. These are the X Crocs Duet Max Clog. Features a blue and black camo pattern, a chunky sole, and pivoting back straps
Damn,
with adjustable.
Son, where'd you find this?
Adjustable hook and loop closures.
You can say it like that all you want. It's still a Croc.
They are yeah. still Crocs, and they are still selling out at an insane rate. But okay. here's the thing. He introduced the footwear last week by arranging a surprise delivery of shoes to the employees at and customers at Chicken Express in Southlake, Texas.
Chick-fil-A!
That was where he had his only job prior to becoming a professional musician. So I think that's kind of cool, right?
Sure.
These Crocs, $60. They were available online and at select retail locations. But again, his fourth collection sold out in under 2 hours.
So I can't get him for
this Christmas.
Nope. Nope. Okay. Sorry about that.
Where did he work?
It's a shame.
He worked at the Chicken Express in Southlake, Texas.
Do you have chicken fingers?
I bet they did.
Okay.
I yeah. bet, they,
bet
did.
They did.
Guys, here's the thing about Post Malone.
Yes.
Great, great album. Wonderful album. We all like songs
like it,
on
yeah.
it, right? Every woman that I know that has gone to see Post Malone, I don't know what kind of air they pump into those arenas. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he's doing subliminally up there.
Mm-hmm.
Every woman I know that has seen Post Malone
mm-hmm.
has wound up being hypnotized by him.
Like thinking he's attractive.
Posting about him all the time, like, this is my dream man. Three women at this station.
Hmm.
Nicole Alvarez.
Yeah.
Megan Holliday.
Yes.
Jessica.
Yes.
And now Christine on
Christine as well?
She says, I love Posty Swoon.
My God, what's happening?
What is happening? Because I saw him at Coachella.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't fall under the spell.
Well, I don't know what. Maybe you just didn't get enough of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe because I'm a guy.
He looks like he smells like wet cigarettes.
He does.
And bologna.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wet cigarettes and bologna.
Yeah. But that's just because I haven't gone to see him in concert. If I saw him in concert, apparently I'd be posting, this is my dream man. I can't wait to spend our life together.
You wouldn't have a choice.
Post Malone.
I like his music. We all have. The show
sure,
likes him. Yeah.
Sure.
But my gosh, what he's doing to our coworkers
mm-hmm.
right.
is insane.
Me like it.
Like, to the point where Megan Holliday was like, I need to get those Crocs. Megan Holliday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You've got blue hair.
She texted me like 10 times. I'm going to see Post Malone. Going to see yeah. Post Malone. Can't wait to see Post Malone. I'm like, what's happening?
That's crazy. Guys, Bravo announced that Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen has been renewed through 2021.
She's like, she's picking her nose as she does.
I'm not. My brain was leaking.
It's still doing it. And no doctor.
Not yet. I'm busy.
I got asked by maybe four people at Acoustic, is Ali okay?
She's.
How did you answer that, honestly?
No, I was like, she's 5% worried and she's going to get it checked out.
Yeah, I'm going to get it checked out.
That's all. She's good.
Once we're on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I should probably call and make an appointment.
I mean, the fact that your brain is leaking, it seems like that might be a priority.
You have CSF or CIF. Whatever.
CCB.
You have CBD.
CBD.
I have OPP.
Yep, that you do.
Yeah, you know me.
Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen has been renewed through 2021. The late night talk show debuted in 2009. Aired live features Cohen asking his celebrity guest personal questions alongside fans who call into the show. Mm-hmm. It's a real hoot for people that watch that kind of thing.
If it costs him like $12, by the way.
Oh, tops.
It's like the set
tops.
Is just the same set over the years. Yeah. He shows up, interviews someone.
All the booze is sponsored.
Yeah, it's like it,
and people ask to come on.
Yeah.
It's not like he's... There's probably no producing involved at all. People just text him like, hey, can I come on next week? Yeah, you're Tuesday. Mm-hmm. That's what happens. Mm-hmm. He said, I keep waiting to stop having fun or run out of guests, booze, or stories, but the party rolls on, and I couldn't be more excited. Thanks, Andy Cohen.
There's always a housewife to be on the show, you know?
Sure, sure. Some birthdays for you. Haley Steinfeld, Ryder Strong, DJ Yella, Mos Def, Monique, and Nikki Sixx, and that's what's happening.
Let's just crown me the winner and move on.
The time has come. The time has come for us to put our money where our mouth is.
How did this happen where Secret Santa became the most...
Because one of us is a braggart. You know what I mean? Like, one of us thinks that they 100% are better than us.
And that is me. And I will come right out and say it. Here's the thing. I posted on my Instagram stories. I'm like, I just won Secret Santa. I just need you all to know it. I know that's not the point of Secret Santa. I get that. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, I still won.
And both Kevin and I read that and said, well, all right, well, I guess we're fighting for number two.
We bought it for a minute.
Which I just accepted.
Yeah.
And then I looked at my gift again and I said, no, this is great. This is a great gift. I am number one.
Uh-huh.
Kevin felt the same way about his.
Right.
Okay.
And now we found ourselves in the true spirit of Christmas competing to see who's a better gift giver.
Yes. So we have the whole Kevin and Bean crew in here because they are going to be the ones that determine which is the best gift. But here's the thing. This is about the person we're giving the gift to.
Correct.
Is it the best gift
for them?
For them.
Correct. It's not like if you're not would
gonna,
take
yeah,
it.
Yeah. You're not going to look at this and go, oh, I wouldn't love that.
Yeah.
It's for that specific person.
Correct.
So Kevin... You're going first.
Yes.
Who do you have?
I have Christine.
Oh. Producer Christine.
Ooh.
Okay. All right. She's handing off the Instagram Live. You can watch this all at Kevin and Bean on Instagram Live.
You can open it over there.
Okay. Just open it maybe
over
closer
there.
To the camera.
No, wherever.
Okay. Yeah. So go to Instagram. It's at Kevin and Bean. You gonna go all the way to the corner?
Yeah.
Okay, there's two parts. Sorry, there's two parts.
What did you mean? Good Lord.
Two parts.
You knew?
Dude.
Okay.
Kevin wins, you guys.
Thank you.
Okay, so she... Okay, oh, there's
whiskey.
Another note we should... Sorry, hold on. There's another note we should make is that we were only allowed to spend $50.
Yes, and here's why I'm a genius.
Okay.
Going out of business sale.
Okay.
So it's 50% off.
So you know it's good.
Now open that.
Wow, you guys...
So worth noting that Kevin is trying to sway the judges by saying it's a $100 gift.
No, I'm saying... Well, yeah,
dude,
I am saying.
You guys.
L.A. Whoa. Dodger.
Whoa.
Whiskey glass.
That's nice. All right. That's very nice.
So to reassess...
Thank you, everyone.
I assume an expensive glass or a bottle of, what is it?
Whiskey.
Of whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And then a Dodger glass?
Rocks glasses.
Oh, man, that sure seems personal, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure does. Like, that's a great gift, Kevin.
Wow.
It's a great gift.
So okay.
So did I win?
Not yet.
I won, everybody.
We have more.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Let's move on over to Jensen.
Okay well, I got.
You're still confident now.
I got.
Okay.
Hold on. I got Allie.
I knew it! Excellent. I knew it.
Okay. I got Allie.
All right.
All right, Allie.
See, this makes it so hard because I have to be, regardless of what it is,
I have to be real.
Like,
you have to be
thankful.
No, yeah. No. You have to be honest and real, and you have to play it for, you know.
Laughs.
Yeah. No, she has to play it for real.
For real. That's what I meant.
Opening.
Doing Secret Santa's? Jensen has Ellie.
It's a crocheted bear, and it says, "How I Want to Die."
It is by artist Oh So Nerdy. It is a cross stitch.
I love it.
Again, it is a bear with his arms out.
Yes, which is How I Want to Die,
and it just
hugging
says,
a bear.
How I Want to Die.
Here's the thing, Jensen, you don't know this. Mm-hmm. In my home, I have a wall of really inappropriate cross stitch.
There you go.
That's really funny.
Wow.
So, wow.
There you are.
All right.
You guys all taking notice of this, right? Because you're going to have to vote a winner.
That is really good.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Does this mean?
Mugs,
does this mean?
I have you. And I just want you to stop being so excited. I put this in a sugarfish bag.
Oh. Which was?
It has, oh, my God.
It has nothing to do with it.
It's
just part of it.
Again, it's a fake out.
Go ahead.
Again, earlier we stated that the gift wrapping, all those things do not play.
Right. They don't play.
Okay.
But go ahead because it's actually wrapped inside this. So it's going to take a minute. But here's my rationale with this. But keep going.
Why do you have to keep talking?
Here's my rationale with this. because there's a lot to take out.
Okay.
Oh, my
Muggs
God.
Is,
oh, another.
Muggs is another. Not allowed to wear flip-flops.
Correct.
Kevin gets very upset. Kevin hates his feet. So to watch him every morning come in flip-flops and then sit down and take off the flip-flops and put on shoes, it hurts my soul because I see his soul leave his body. Therefore, I got Muggs something that he could slip on easily.
Holy crap!
That would be...
Oh, that's pretty good.
From his favorite action movie of all time, The Guys from Point Break.
I am an FBI agent with these Vans slip-ons!
Show the camera.
The little hand says it's time to rock and roll!
Were these,
were
these custom made?
Custom made Vans by a place called The Ave.
That is,
unbelievable, right?
Is this in Venice?
This is in, now it's okay. Just online.
I have
but
been there.
Yeah.
Are awesome!
Thank you, Muggs. Thank you, Muggs. Your vote doesn't count.
Holy, I don't even want to wear these.
I
think the idea behind it.
Okay. That's
I don't want to get them. I don't want to ruin them. Right, so
Will the judges please take that into consideration?
I want to put them up on my wall.
So Allie loses.
I want to put them up on my wall. I want to display them as a shrine in my home.
Okay, so
I think I'm back in.
Allie gave a whole story about how she wants them to wear them at work, and then he said no. I can't wait to put them on my wall.
Right.
By the way, I also asked everybody on staff their shoe size.
She did.
To one would know.
Who got them. Okay.
All right, so
hold on, I think I just made a mess.
This took a real turn.
Let's start with Omar.
And we're going to have the people who were not involved vote on who was the best gift giver.
I have to give this one to Allie.
Okay. Thank you, Omar.
Yeah, I got to give it to Allie.
Thank you.
He doesn't even want to. Okay.
I mean, I enjoy the customization of it.
Holy crap.
Dave?
All right, I took everything into consideration. Mm-hmm. Allie's bagging was great, but I think Allie's disqualified because she requested beer mug. So
No.
That's not how you're supposed
to
play.
Yes.
No.
That's we're going to have to throw that vote out. Okay, who's next?
Your vote is out. Go on.
Casey. I'm going with Jensen.
Casey
come on. It doesn't count.
Sorry, we have one for Allie. Casey.
I hate to say Allie, but because they'll last the longest. Because
you hate to say Allie?
By the way, Allie.
You came in guns blazing and winning.
Allie is turning the judges.
I don't want to reward that. But that's pretty freaking great.
Okay, thank you, Casey. Thank you, Casey.
Two for Allie and none for us.
On up, Ruben.
Okay.
None for us. Ruben?
Look, everybody had great gifts and they were all extremely personalized.
Blah, blah, blah.
Allie.
Yeah! That's it, Ruben.
She takes it home.
I believe we can declare a winner.
She takes it home.
Thank you.
I mean,
I really love my gift, though, Jensen. I love it so much.
I mean, I'm taking it back.
No!
I hope you love it on your wall, Muggs.
As a shrine.
Enjoy staring at your shoes.
Oh, these are so awesome.
Allie just won Christmas. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Allie won Christmas.
How do I go on? How do I go
on? Guys, is my crown too bright? I know it's reflecting the light in here.
I mean, yeah, but the scepter is the weird part. Also,
that's not a scepter.
I also want to say that I've never felt more left out, and I've been raised Jewish. You know what I mean? Like, I've never felt more left out at Christmas, and I 100% was never allowed to celebrate truly. Yeah. So you take it as you will.
Yeah. If you missed it, I just posted the gift to my stories at Allie McKay on Instagram. If you'd like to check out Muggs donning his best Christmas garb.
Spell McKay, if you would.
M-A-C-K-A-Y. And Allie is A-L-L-I-E.
Can you also, I mean, this is asking a lot.
Sure.
Could you also post the gift I got you so that people see it?
I mean, eventually, yeah.
All right, that seems...
No, absolutely. I'm not only going to post that.
Like the 20-second...
I'm going to post it where it's hanging on my wall because I love your gift, Jensen. Okay. Thank you so very much.
No worries. You know, it's nice feeling second place.
Oh,
what do you think it's like for third?
I was going to say, are you second?
I think because I seemed like I was going to get a vote, I get second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
but I mean, listen.
Leaves me behind.
All right. Listen, let's be honest. Christine wins because she's going to get loaded in a bit.
And laugh at us.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. It's time for the top 10. No, not even top 10. The top callers of the year. You call the Kevin and Bean Show and blew our minds. Good, bad, or crazy, you're the ones that shine.
Let's count it down. Count it down. Cause we have the best callers.
eligible for next year's best intros?
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
All right, listen, these were very difficult because when we find someone that's crazy, that we love, we spend a lot of time with them.
And we did feel this year that maybe there were more than usual. We've been saying that.
So it was really difficult to pick the top callers. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I also had to edit it much shorter, but they can go up to like a minute or a little bit more.
Okay.
Our craziest people who called us this year on the Kevin and Bean Show. The first one is you saved a body part.
Let's go to Palmdale line 5. This is going to be our man Caleb. Kevin, you were saying no to body parts?
No, I don't need any body parts.
Well, then meet Caleb.
Good morning, Caleb.
We have my grandpa's frostbitten foot.
His entire foot?
What? From when he tried to scale Mount Everest. And I don't think, I mean, I never met him. I don't think he was that smart of a man. Because according to the story, he never made it to Everest. He got his foot chopped off in China.
What?
He never actually made it to the mountain.
Wait a second.
If he made it all the way to China, then it's not like he died up there or had frostbite and had to have his leg amputated, because he would have done that when he got back down in Nepal, right? He wouldn't have gone to China for that. It sounds like it's a separate incident.
Now, there's another one I got for y'all. We have my great uncle's shoe. Now, I don't know if you guys have notes on the line, but can y'all guess what happened?
No.
Why we have that shoe?
Oh, to put the foot in.
No.
Oh,
that's a great guess.
Okay. My great uncle's shoe.
It's just one
shoe.
That
was all we found of him in a pig pen after the pigs ate him.
Caleb, are your parents related?
What's happening?
This is crazy.
Hey, Jensen, watch it now.
That's not our family.
This is the best. I just optioned your family story for a television show.
Unbelievable.
I forgot about the pigs.
It's all that was left of him.
Of his whole body.
Yes, after being eaten by pigs. Mm. And then Jensen makes over and he goes, hey, Jensen, be careful.
Yeah, like, careful now.
Really? Ready to throw me into the pig side.
That's amazing.
All right, we're doing the top callers of the year. We did a feature this year called Towels. What's up?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And it included washcloths in this particular call.
No. Allie, you okay?
Towel talk,
no,
guys.
There's some very concerning things happening on the phone.
Towels. What's up, George?
So about a year ago, I never used washcloths. Oh. And so my girlfriend, when I used to live with her, whole family has washcloths right there, like on little shelves. And once you're done using them, you throw it in the hamper. Mm-hmm. Well, now that I use washcloths, I realize that your whole body's a whole lot cleaner.
George, it's life-changing, and I'm glad that she introduced you to it.
Oh, my God, it is life-changing. You feel like a baby after.
Thank you, George. Spread the word to everyone.
You have baby smooth skin afterwards.
Right. Take it easy, George.
So, George, what's your message for stanky-ass Kevin, then?
Oh, you're a stanky-ass white man.
There it is.
Okay. That's the takeaway. Nice, but that's the takeaway on today's show. Thank you, George.
So that's where that came from.
Stanky-ass white man. Thank you, George.
George's a good dude.
The topic was things you found out late in life.
What's the thing that you found out late in life, though?
Women's period. What it actually is. I don't know.
Paula, why don't you tell me?
It was in my late 20s that my girlfriend, ex-girlfriend told me at the time. And I was like, oh.
What is it, Polo?
I mean.
No, but we want to hear you explain. Yeah,
you still don't know, do you?
Well, it's acting as if, oh my God, I'm still dumb. it's acting as if the baby's coming out, something like that. I don't know. Something.
No, it's not a baby coming out. It's the opposite of a baby coming out.
It's the shedding of the uterine lining.
I still don't know what goes on down there.
I don't know what's going on down there, Polo says.
He said it's not a baby.
Thank you for the call. Put him down for caller of the year.
He still doesn't know.
So
I love
good.
Him.
To this day.
Oh, I love him.
We're doing top callers of the year. The topic was...
That guy. How do you beat that guy?
The topic was nicknames. And this is a short one because I just love so much that... Zomla, whatever her name is, she just had it with Bean, and she wasn't going to take it anymore.
Let's try Zolma, Canoga Park, line 5. All right, you're starting with Zolma. Where do you go from there, Zolma?
Yeah, Bean, it is a name. God.
She
She's awesome.
So over it.
Disgusted. Disgusted.
So tired of you. Oh. Top callers of the year, you have a favorite kid. Caitlin in Anaheim. Good morning.
Good morning.
You have four kids.
I do. I have four and under.
Ooh, holy cow.
And they're all in the car with you right now to hear this very honest conversation.
Yeah, they kind of know. The big one is 4 years old, and he's a troublemaker.
Oh.
But one of the twins is my favorite, my Brody. He's been my favorite since day one.
Okay, but what about the other twin? What's the other twin think about when you say that?
I don't know that he understands completely. They're three, but he's always like, oh, me too? And I'm like, no.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
But you're a terrible mother.
He's a little much. He's a screamer and stuff like that. So I think, you know, everyone, he's the cutest one. So I think everyone else loves on him, and Brody's my favorite.
Hey, listen,
I think Brody to myself.
Do they have headphones on right now so they can't hear this?
No, they're playing the quiet game. They're being really good.
That's the sad game is what they're playing.
Why don't you pull the van over and put the cute one just out on the side of the road. Let him take his chances with a new family.
Great. Yeah, seriously.
How crazy was she?
Great.
He said, me too, mommy. No.
No.
Not you.
No.
All right, we need to break. We have the top.
Oh my God.
We have the top three.
I can't believe they're better than this.
We have the top three callers of the year next. Oh. All right, so we already did one batch. This is the second batch.
Mm-hmm.
And the topic of this particular conversation was, you got someone fired.
So it was early 90s. I think I was 7, 8 years old. And my mom dropped me off to go get my haircut. And I had talked the hairdresser into actually shaving a slit in my eyebrow.
Yeah, Vanilla Icy.
I love it. Continue.
I was such a huge fan of Vanilla Ice or Dylan McKay from 90210.
Yeah.
That's
who was
what
it?
I wanted.
Yeah.
So my mom came in to pick me up, saw what I had, and I was super proud of it. She berated the hairdresser.
What?
The manager came to the front, told the manager what the issue really was, and the woman got fired for taking direction from a 7 or 8 year old.
Oh, no.
Wow. He was just trying to keep the customer satisfied.
Doing what
all.
The customer asked.
And it was on trend.
Yes. Customer's always right.
What? Your mom needs to be fired.
I thought she was cooler than that.
I thought she was cooler than that. What a weird thing to say.
And a great, sweet little read.
Oh, I love
was
it.
Cooler than that.
The next one is you got something stuck in your body.
Oh, no.
What a great topic. Mm.
Joe, South Pasadena, line one to close us down.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, first time caller, long time listener. Rest in peace, Dean.
Rest all right, I'm fine. I'm fine.
God willing.
You stuck something in your body?
I did.
Yes, go ahead.
My sister and I, we were younger. I was 7, she was 8, and we had a contest sticking Lucky Charms up our nose.
Very reasonable.
Listen,
very
that's
reasonable.
A valid contest.
Yeah.
Who won?
I figured if I put them in my nose and let them wait long enough, they would get soggy so I could put more in there.
Oh! Sure.
That makes sense.
I don't like it.
I did. I packed so many Lucky Charms up my nose that I couldn't breathe anymore. My mom came home and took me to the hospital. And on the way to the hospital, the sun hit me in the eyes, and I sneezed and blew Lucky Charms all over the window.
That story has everything.
Winner.
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 He says winner. Who
he
says that?
He declared winner, even though it wasn't a contest.
That guy rules.
He has contests like we do.
I
winner,
love it.
Winner.
I enjoy him.
And finally, the topic was you bribed somebody.
Mm-hmm.
This is maybe my favorite call of the year.
You know, we were thinking of just cash, but Mary was trading in something else. La Puente, line one. Let's hear her story.
Hey, Mary.
Hello.
Hey, Mary.
Hey, good morning, everybody. So no one knows this, but my brother, when he was in middle school, he was failing a math class. And so I was in college, and I decided to go talk to his teacher. His teacher was kind of cute, and so I made the offer to go get a drink. The teacher accepted, and then we ended up hooking up. My brother passed the class.
Whoa.
You're the best sister. Mary.
That's.
I love it.
Did you try anything else, or did you lead with sex?
Did you tell your brother, or did you let him think that he had passed the course
I
on his own?
I never told him. My brother doesn't know.
Can we call him?
But he knows something because I asked him, like, hey, so what ended up happening? He's like, I passed. I'm going to be able to graduate. And he's like,
but I didn't do any homework. I didn't turn anything in. So I was like, all right.
You're like, I took care of the homework.
Mary's like, I turned something in.
Mary, you are. Allie was absolutely right. You are the greatest sister ever. And I know you don't want to tell your brother, but never let him forget what an awesome sister you are, all right?
Yeah.
I love it.
That's amazing.
She slept with a guy's teacher.
Yeah, for a grade.
It happens.
She rules. Does it happen?
It should.
Okay.
Top colors of the year. Top colors. Top colors of the year. Top colors.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:51.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, we just did colors of the year. All incredible colors. But I have a late entry, an honorable mention, if you will. The topic was life hacks, and this woman, Martha, called in to talk about how you get, like, that cheese from mac and cheese out of the bottom of a pan after it's kind of been baked in. And it started with Bean professing his love to Martha.
Right.
And then it just got weird.
Ammonia. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And it just goes away.
Well, yeah, it makes it... not so sticky.
Yeah, loosens it up so you can easily rub it out, scrub it out.
Someone, okay, please ding a bell. Please.
By the way, no, Martha, Bean had offered his services, but I don't think that Kevin knew mac and cheese was on
the
table.
I did not realize that.
You would now?
Yeah, I think
Martha,
Kevin,
is my soulmate.
Okay. I think Martha's yours. I'm sorry.
Hey, why not both of you?
Oh, no. No.
Keeps getting better.
Call of the year.
No, ma'am.
That is the devil's triangle, Martha. No. Nobody wants that.
No.
I'm low. And I'm 5'1", so that's going to be a really wobbly
Martha's
year.
Martha's spinner.
Just said the wobbly H.
All right, Martha. We'll see you this weekend, baby.
And
she brought up the wobbly H. Look it up.
And she started the call saying that she was in like her mid to late 60s.
Yeah.
So she's got a lot of life hacks.
That's in her prime, man.
She straight up said wobbly H with you and me.
Yep.
God bless you, Martha.
That was awesome.
You're a great American, is all I'm saying.
I think she's my number one.
Martha is.
I think so, too.
I think even though she was a late entry.
It's tough to make that call with all the good ones, but...
Mm-hmm.
How was she, out of curiosity?
You know, I would have preferred the other end.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Thank you, Mr. DJ.
Oh, man.
What? Literally threw his hands up and just mouthed... Like, I don't know why I just said that.
Oh, boy.
How's everyone doing?
Pretty good.
Merry Christmas. Oh, guys, speaking of Christmas, getting a kid to fall asleep on Christmas Eve while they're so jacked up waiting for Santa. I mean, there's songs about it.
Mm-hmm.
Visions of sugar plums dancing in my head. Kids, it's a hard thing to get them to fall asleep, but you've got to be asleep because Santa's coming.
Yeah.
Santa's not going to come to the house if you're wide awake. Well,
fentanyl.
A kid's no.
Okay.
A kid's bed specialist called Cuckoo Land decided to figure out which Christmas song is most likely to lull kids to sleep. Durham University researchers say a lullaby typically has a slow tempo, relatively quiet dynamics, and a simple rhythm pattern. So what Christmas song is best to get kids to fall asleep? I'm sure you'd say Peek the Rodeo Clown.
This Christmas.
Yep, there it is.
Ready.
Knew it.
How did you know I had it ready?
Because it's you.
I've been a paraplegic now for more than 20 years.
Come on.
That's
No?
That is not on the list.
That's not
Do you think you know, Jensen?
Is it the Santa Don't Be a Bitch on Christmas? The
clown song? It should be.
Okay.
It should be. It is.
Well,
that
then I don't know.
Lulls me to sleep. They figured out that Eartha Kitt's rendition of Santa Baby was the top Christmas lullaby.
Hmm.
Santa Baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
I mean, it's quite slow.
Slow, and I guess if you don't listen to the lyrics, you don't get as horny.
It's definitely a sexy-ass gold digger song.
It is.
Yeah.
coming in
song about sugar daddies.
Number two was Gene Autry's Here Comes Santa Claus.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when chimes ring out that it's Christmas morn again. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. So let's give thanks to the Lord above, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
I get the simple rhythm pattern of it, but that makes me fist bump. Like, if I'm in bed listening to that, I'm like, yeah, he is
here
coming down
Santa Claus. That would not put me asleep.
No.
I mean, that one just reminds me of Parking at the Grove. You know what I mean? Like, during December. Like, that's yes. not a song you play at home. It's a song you hear when you're out.
I get it.
But I like it. I do like that song.
I like it, too. Switching gears. You guys know anyone with, like, truly deadly farts?
What's happening? I said switching gears.
I'm switching. His mom Bucks is raising his hand in the other room.
He does.
Psycho Mike.
Psycho Mike, yes, yes.
I literally had to make a rule for Psycho Mike. Do not fart in the studio.
Yeah.
And then he would go anywhere else and just drop a bomb on someone.
And usually, this was when Chip was working as a phone screener, and he would go into the phone screener room and do it. Bad situation.
I think my newborn son...
Really? Deadly?
Dropping bombs.
All right.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, you're so proud.
I kind of enjoy it, to be honest.
Oh, my God.
But it's pretty serious.
Okay.
Yeah.
He enjoys it, is what was said.
That was said. However, I did have a t-shirt in elementary school that somebody gave my dad. My dad's like, I'm never wearing that. And I'm like, I'll take it. It was a t-shirt that said, I enjoy the smell of my own farts.
Oh, cool.
And I would wear it to elementary school, and people were like, what's wrong with that girl? So much.
A lot.
Here's why I bring it up. Yeah, Mike Catherwood. Yeah, little baby Adler. Mm-hmm. Truly deadly farts. But has that gas ever killed insects?
What?
There's a 48-year-old man named Joe Ramawimera from Uganda. Probably not right, but let's go with it. He says a company has launched a study into a chemical property that is in his farts because they actually kill mosquitoes. He claims that his home village in Uganda, no one has ever contracted malaria because his gas can kill insects within a 6-mile radius.
That man's a hero.
That's what I'm saying.
And it's not true.
The claims about him popped up around the internet on Monday, but the two companies reportedly studying the gas were not identified, and his claims couldn't be verified. Did that stop me from doing the story?
Of course not.
No, because I am a journalist.
Yeah, you have to show
and
all sides.
Because farts. Right?
Right?
Right? You see a story about farts, you do the story. Yeah, I can't verify it, but I'm still going to do the story.
Allie doesn't even
welcome.
Have a choice.
I don't. Thank you, Kevin.
That's the life of a Pulitzer Prize winner.
Right.
I appreciate it. What'd you win your Pulitzer for? Story about farts. You? Oh, I cured cancer. Cool.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
Whatevs.
Mine's better. You
know. Mine's better.
Different strokes,
no
different
malaria.
Folks.
No malaria in a 6-mile radius with this dude named Joe in Uganda. Nothing about this story.
There's no way.
Out.
No. There's
it's
no way
lie.
Any of it's true.
It's 100% a lie.
It's not even based on some other story where they got it wrong.
I mean,
it's made
let's
up.
Let's just go with it.
I like it.
All right. Happy birthday, Ryder Strong, DJ Yella, Monique, Mostaf, Nikki Sixx, and Haley Steinfeld. And that's what's happening.
People bother me. I just want to get that out of the way first.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh. Minutia that annoys you. Yeah. The smaller, the better.
Yes.
I went home thinking, we had talked about this in the room, and I went home thinking, oh, this will be difficult for me. Like, I really have to think about it. And then it just spewed out of me.
Oh, you have a lot.
The hatred.
Oh, no.
The anger towards people.
This is a beautiful time of year to express that.
Wow.
Yes. I'm ready for season's greetings.
Okay.
Well, I found a Reddit thread that said, what minor thing drives you absolutely nuts? Mm-hmm. We all have these things. Some of the things listed in this thread, unnecessary loud eating noises.
Oh, that, I mean, just the...
Now that's everyone, isn't it?
Someone should die.
Everyone hates it.
That's awful. People who drive in a separate lane with the same speed as the person in the other one, so you can't get past them.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
That's insane.
But also, do you guys have the same thing where they're beside you and they're going the same speed as you, so you slow down or speed up so that they're not beside you?
Yeah, that's creepy.
Yeah, I dislike that. Very much.
You dislike it.
Yes, it is not a good feeling.
I'll slow down or speed up.
I don't want to be next to you.
Yeah.
Have you ever been around someone that constantly drums with their fingers?
No, because I would have murdered them.
There are some people that, like, they don't even realize they're doing it. I don't know if it's a nervous tick or what it is.
But I do that sometimes because I love beats.
That's Mugs. You are
That's
Kevin.
Mugs. That's right. Sorry.
Dang it. I know. It gets confusing. It really does. All sorts of different ones, like the word amazeballs drives people insane.
Yeah.
But people, for some reason, are still using
that word. That one I find people use because they know it annoys them.
Like they're mocking
it. Yes. Yeah.
Can I throw another one in that isn't used in a mocking way?
Yes.
Lady boner.
Why does that bugs you?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Oh, because you want ownership of a boner? You don't want ladies to be able to have a boner?
No, it's just like, I got a lady boner for that. It's just like,
it's now my new thing.
Come on, man.
That's all I'm going to say.
Let's write it down. 2020 lady boners. Okay.
This, I realize, makes me sound like kind of an a-hole, mm-hmm. but I don't care what hotel you go to or motel you go to, if you're paying $30 a night or you're paying $300 a night, you're still getting single ply toilet paper.
Yeah. It's the worst.
And that is disgusting.
It's the worst.
It has to stop. And do I bring my own roll of toilet paper now? I absolutely do.
Do you really? You pack it?
Yeah, you don't know my poo life. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
I mean, why don't you just use your hand? It was single.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
It's exactly what's happening.
No, you have to use a whole row. A whole roll.
Absolutely.
Or two.
It's disgusting.
While we're in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Can I bring up one of mine?
Please.
When you're washing your hands.
Uh-huh.
And your sleeve gets onto your hand.
And it's just wet for a day.
And then I throw the sweater out or throw the sleeve shirt out. I don't want it anymore.
You mean throw it in the trash?
No, yeah, I don't want it. I don't want it. I've learned too much about it. The water on it's like it's on your sleeves now.
Right.
Okay.
But it's just water coming out of a sink at that point.
It's too much.
Okay.
I don't want to know anything more.
Okay.
Get out of my life.
We're going to take your calls on minutia that annoys you. 1-800-520-1067. And again, the smaller the better.
You've opened a Pandora's box.
Yeah, for sure.
When people say first of all, but then they don't follow it up with anything else.
That's it?
First of all.
And there's no second of all?
No, they had no list.
Oh, geez.
They just said first of all.
I hate at the end of a conversation, somebody goes, keep a long story short.
And it's so long already.
You've already told 8 minutes of a story, and now it's too late for a long story short.
What about eating pistachios, and there's a pistachio with no opening? F you, right?
Oh, a close.
Yes!
I hate a close.
It's the worst!
Hate a close.
I don't even know what you're
Can't
talking
stand
about.
A closed.
They're like, you know how there's opening of pistachios, and you peel them open? There's ones that are just closed all the way up.
Never.
How'd you make it into the bag?
They're broken.
Yeah, you broken ass pistachio. Beat it.
Good job, Inspector 46.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, okay, here's another one. Red receipts. If you have red on your phone
it's
for text,
so weird
get
to
out
me.
Of here, old
it's
man.
It's so weird to
it,
me.
It is
oh,
so...
Oh, to tell the person who's texting you that you read it?
Yes.
No, so creepy.
Yeah.
I
so
don't get
creep.
It.
Why do I need to know you read it, you creep?
Oh.
Just write back when you want to write back. Speaking of phones.
Mine's too confusing.
Okay. How long is Jensen's
list?
Yes,
I know. He's got a long list.
Hold on. Let me release the scroll.
Okay.
Number phones. Any phone sounds. Get out of my life.
Why do you have the clicking on?
No, any of them.
What's happening?
Clicking is by far the worst.
Any outside?
Nothing. You don't need anything.
Anything that anyone can hear.
Number one, it should vibrate for you. I don't have anything on mine.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But vibrate is fine. You don't need tick, tick, tick. My mom has the thing. When she text messages, it finishes the word. So she'll be texting, it'll say like, she'll be like,
oh,
meet
auto-complete.
Me at,
yeah.
Meet me at the house. It'll go like, meet, house. It'll like talk out loud.
Oh, it
what?
Says it?
Yes.
Oh, that's insane.
What? I don't even know how to set it that way.
Murder button.
For your mom?
Yes.
Okay, well,
and
that's rough.
And while we're talking about technology, I have another one.
Okay.
USB cords. Every time I've ever tried to put one in, it's always upside down.
Always.
And then I'll flip it, and then it's upside down again. When is it right?
Never. It's never right.
20 minutes later, I'm still like, this USB cord's probably wrong.
Speaking of which, I have the same thing with doors that open in or out only. It's a door. It should go either way. Every time it says pull, I push. Every time it says push, I pull.
Kevin, along with
that. Why can't a door open both ways?
I agree. And I will tell you this. It's the hill I will die on. The fact, the fact that bathrooms at an airport only open
stalls.
In, so you have to bring your suitcase in there and shimmy against the wall, try and close it. Then when you're trying to get out, you shimmy again. F you, airport stalls, for the love of God,
and
make it stop.
I guarantee you it's single ply in there.
Oh, God.
I guarantee it.
Disgusting.
Double disgusting.
Disgusting.
All right, let's take some calls because everybody's calling in. It turns out they have a lot too.
Yes.
Let's start with Chris in Irvine. Good morning, Chris.
Yeah. Hi. Hey. At the end of the day, I hate when people say "at the end of the day."
Especially when they do it at like 10 a.m.
Good delivery.
Yes. And I'm like, yeah, the day is going to end. So just stop saying it. At the end, I can't stand that.
All right.
Okay. I get it.
I'd rather someone says, when I die, here's something. You know, we all know it's coming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'll
but
do
I don't
it quicker.
Think they're saying that about the end. Okay.
All right.
Let's go to Amy in Brea. Good morning, Amy.
Hey, good morning, guys. I absolutely hate it when people are dragging their sandals or their slides on the floor. Especially at Costco, it's usually a certain nationality, sorry, but I have literally said to them, pick up your cement shoes. I can't take it. It's awful.
Well, I mean, a little bit of racism involved too, Amy.
Racism is a minutia I don't like either.
I don't think racism is minutia. I wouldn't put that in the minutia category.
I mean, honestly, that's a woman for you. Am I right?
I do like the idea, though, that
the end
she
of the
thinks
day, you're right.
She thinks shuffling your feet is like a well-known nationality
issue. I have no idea.
Oh
who she
God,
means.
Those Armenians with their shuffling feet.
I mean, why not just say chunklas, Amy?
Oh,
why
man.
Not?
All right, everybody just on hold. Richard, Megan, Mark, Polo, all hold on. We'll come back in a second and take your calls. Talking about things that annoy you, especially if it's minutia. Mm-hmm. The smaller, the better. What? Hello?
Like people with dogs who are talking.
What's going on?
A
What's
lot.
Happening?
Polo?
Polo?
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey.
What's up, man? What you doing over there?
I forgot I forgot the ending of my story.
Excellent.
No, it was basically people that set you up with a joke or something funny that happened. And they're like, you know, for 10 minutes they're telling the story. You give it to my brother, you know. And it's like they're setting you up for a punchline. And you're like, yeah, and... Oh, and I forgot. What did they say? I forgot. But man, you got a bit. It was funny, man. I'm telling you.
Wait,
it
they
was
get
really funny.
They get to the end and then they forget what the punchline was
exactly.
to what they were.
And
telling
then they
you?
Tell you, but man, it was really funny.
You had to be
it's
there,
like,
dude.
But you gotta know, man, it was really funny. I'm like, sure, but no, I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was in my pen.
Hey, man, you gonna be keep getting attacked by those dogs or what, man?
Yeah, right, Paul?
Or are you good, man?
Should we
Paul?
Send some help?
No, yeah. I didn't get to the punchline. I almost forgot.
I'm sure it was really funny.
We're talking about minutia. Mm-hmm. The smaller the better. That annoys the crap out of you.
Yeah.
So let's see. Let's start with Suzanne in Costa Mesa. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning.
How are you? We're good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm just fine. Thanks for asking.
Mm-hmm. All right. What drives you crazy? Minutia.
I get so annoyed when people say 110% or 120% or 1,000%. There's nothing better than 100%.
She's right. That is the highest you can give.
I mean, technically, that's right. But I think what they're saying is it's
above and beyond.
It's between 1 and 10.
Well,
it's an 11.
Know, we all do the extra mile, but, you know.
Stop it.
Give the extra mile, not 110%.
All right.
Sounds like Suzanne's lazy.
No, I'm not lazy.
Suzanne, the rest of us have 110%.
Yeah, she's giving only 100, so... I guess she's behind us.
Mm-hmm. We're just kidding. Thank you, Suzanne, for calling. Let's go to Mark in Encino. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning.
This is a big
What's
one.
Up, party people?
Hi there.
Morning.
Hey.
I can't believe this hasn't been brought up already, but the lack of use of turn signals drives me nuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
These people are monsters,
yeah.
Mark.
That is
monsters.
Murder,
but,
yeah,
that happens
I
all
am
the time.
I'm driving to work right now, and I can't even tell you how many times I have seen this not even being used, and I've only been awake for 35 minutes. Listening to you guys is the only thing that keeps me from taking hostages.
Oh, Mark, I get it. I've actually yelled at someone, are you too good for your blinker?
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. That's an insane thing to yell.
That does drive
Mark,
me crazy.
Mark, I feel you.
It's not safe.
Yeah. Can I add to Mark's minutia?
Please. Yeah.
As long as it doesn't include kidnapping.
No, it doesn't.
Oh,
no.
Right, good.
Anytime somebody makes a left turn,
why
do they turn their wheel right as if they're going to make a... tighter left turn. They're essentially making a wider turn to make a left. Does that make sense?
No.
Yeah, but I've never seen it.
Mm-mm.
Not
all
even
the time.
A little.
Doesn't make sense.
No.
All the time.
No.
It drives me nuts.
So you're saying they wind up a little.
Yeah, they turn right to turn left. It doesn't make your car turn any more left.
Long story short.
At the end of the day, Muggs, I've never seen it.
Brian in Anaheim. No one knows what you're talking about.
No one knows.
How? What? Okay.
18-wheelers do that. Giant trucks do that so they can make the curve.
I've seen a RAV4. I've seen a RAV4 do it.
How? What? That was
Let's go to Brian in Anaheim. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, guys. Say, at least it's not as bad as kidnapping, but okay. When people get up way too close to the mic so you can hear all the sorry, Allie, but the moist, wet sounds of the mouth moving.
When you say the mic, you're talking about us specifically.
No, not necessarily you guys, okay. But I mean, just anyone that's been on podcasts or YouTube or any videos.
Stop it, Kevin. They're
almost right on top of the mic.
That's not Kevin's mouth.
Oh, my God.
Oh! Also, you would hate ASMR, Brian, because that's all it is. It's just moist noise.
Stop saying bad noise. Moist.
Yeah, just...
Ooh!
Kevin,
okay.
Ugh. I'm trying to drive him crazy.
It's gross.
Thank you for the call. All right, let's go to Mary Jane and Reseda. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So something that really irritates me, someone that says salmon.
Salmon.
They emphasize the L in salmon?
Yes, yes. And leg shakers. I'm like, do you need to go to the bathroom? Like, what's up?
Yes. Mary Jane, you and I could hang out at dinner because I won't shake my leg and I'll order salmon.
I do hear people say shrimps a lot, and I don't like that.
Shrimps?
Plural.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want some shrimp. That's singular and plural.
Okay.
But I don't want to hear you say shrimps.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. Let's go to Candace in Glendora. Good morning, Candace.
Good morning.
So minutia that annoys you.
Yeah, it's the windshield wipers on cars. They have automatic settings, and it's either too fast or too slow for the amount of rain that falls. And if they're too fast, it makes that nails on the chalkboard sound.
Yes.
Of screech, dragging the dry windshield wipers. Or if too slow, and then you manually have to flip them every time.
But you're talking about when you're in the car, not other people's cars.
When you're in the car. I'm not talking about other people. I'm just talking about just annoying objects.
Gotcha.
Annoying. It just bothers
She's right. It's a minutia. Candace, I have thought in the past, why don't they have a, like the way your lights can dim?
They should.
No. Not like you can't.
Yeah, you can speed it up or slow it down. That's what the little wheel is in the middle.
Yeah, but isn't it just certain segments? It goes in. I want it to be like the full spectrum.
You want the automatic to be able to change.
Yes.
Okay.
Got it.
Yeah, like a turner.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. You're with Candace. Thank you for the call, Candace. We appreciate that. Let's go to Julie in Anaheim. Hi.
Hi, guys. How are you today?
Good. Thank you. Minutia that annoys you.
When people clip their nails anywhere, but like at home in their bathroom.
Nope.
Disgusting.
I work at a dental office, and one of the dentists will clip his nails in front of patients.
Oh,
no.
Did you say in front of patients?
Julie, you need to get him fired.
I mean, they're in the waiting room. They're not, like, in the operatory or anything. But just the fact that he's doing it anywhere but, like, at home drives me bananas. Because what's underneath your fingernails? And we wash our hands all day, and I'm just like, it just freaks me out.
He's a dentist.
I mean, not to defend our dentist friend here, but, I mean, he does put his hands in people's mouths, so I guess he's cleaning them, but he should do it at home.
Yeah, he should.
Right, or at least in the office.
Kevin, stop. Evan.
Please stop.
Julie. All right, let's go to Alex in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Alex?
Hello.
Yeah, morning party.
Morning.
What's your minutia that drives you crazy?
Pretty much, I should add, when people are not talking slang, trying to sound smart, but use words that aren't actually real, like uncomfortability or irregardless. Stuff like that really gets under my skin.
Not all of us know the English language very well.
I'm just saying.
Totally went ghost on me.
Kevin, when I said, you know, little things that annoy you, and Kevin immediately in the meeting said, yeah, the minutia, like the smaller the better. And I was like, I'm sorry, what, Kevin? Kevin came out of nowhere with minutia.
This party lit.
But what about irregardless?
I don't think you should be that surprised.
What about irregardless?
Oh, I hate it. It drives me crazy because I'm a stickler for grammar. Mm-hmm. Jody in Huntington Beach. Hi.
Hi, party people.
Good morning,
Jody.
So the thing that drives me nuts is when people go to the store and they buy that reusable plastic bag every time instead of just using the one they already bought the next time they go.
Oh,
and,
Jody's
I mean,
a tree hugger.
Not really helping the problem.
But wait, how do you know they already have
one? Yeah.
At home.
Oh, because they never went to the store before?
She's saying she knows they've been before.
Oh, I see.
So they're going to have a bag.
Trying to save animals, huh, Jody?
Mm.
She loves the Earth. One of those.
One of those.
One of those. Loves the planet. Easy, Greta.
Wants to make sure my son can survive. I get it. Uh-huh.
Hippie Wiener.
So you guys have heard about Disney's Star Wars Rise of the Resistance ride.
Yes. Well, it was coming soon.
I'm sorry, Jensen.
It was the thing that everyone said, like, it's kind of a soft open for Galaxy's Edge or whatever, because the best ride's not there yet. And everyone was hyping up that this is the thing that's going to put it over, you know, for lack of a better pun, Edge.
Right.
Jensen.
So one of them opened in Disney World, and we thought we would check in with an LA Times writer named Mark Potts, who wrote a very funny article about this and has experienced the ride. Good morning, Mark.
Morning. How are you all doing?
We are good. Thank you. So you waited for 10 hours in Disney World?
Yeah, technically I waited for 10 hours in a virtual queue. But luckily it was virtual, so it wasn't. I didn't have to stand in a line. I got to do other things. But it was a very long 10 hours.
Yeah, the days of like waiting for the Indiana Jones ride the day it opened by waiting in line for hours with your parents, those days are over because now you kind of like sign in electronically, right?
Yeah, like once you get in the park, you open the Disney app and you can basically reserve your place in line. Now, there were people there at 2:30 a.m. waiting by the door to get in.
Oh, wow.
And that's because they aren't looking for the reservation. They're looking to, like, walk right on.
They're looking to be, like, number one in the virtual queue. They want to get on it first thing.
Wait, the virtual queue you can do from home, can't you?
No, you have to be in the park.
Oh.
And that's the rub, because I watched the video that we posted at Kevin and Bean on Twitter that you did, where you said if people weren't at the park at a ridiculously early time like you guys were, by like 9 a.m., the whole day was sold out, right?
It was 8:30. We were there at 7:45.
By 8:30, sold out.
And you almost missed it.
We almost missed it. I watched a mom trying to explain it to like a 7-year-old kid, and he just couldn't get it, and it broke my heart.
Yeah, but that was mean of you to be like, ha, ha, right to his face.
Yeah, Mark's like, it broke my heart, but I wasn't giving him my spot.
Right?
Oh, no, I'm not going to give him my. It's a life lesson.
It's a life lesson.
He's going to learn these lessons.
Yeah, teachable moment, Mark.
Mark's got a job to do.
All right, so the Star Wars Rise of the Resistance ride opens at Disneyland in January the 17th. What can you tell us about it?
I imagine there'll be a very long wait again. I'm hoping they do the virtual queue for the ride because that'll make it easier.
Right.
But no matter what, it's worth it. It's a really – I'm a big Star Wars fan, so that helps. But it's kind of an intense – it's about a 20-30-minute experience once you kind of get into it.
Wow.
Which is crazy. Yeah. So not 20-30 minutes once you're in line, like the way sometimes, like, you know, Tower of Terror had things to do on the way.
No, this is it. In the line, as you're walking in, there's all those experiences.
But then on top of that, there's also a 20-30-minute
ride. Yes, ride. No.
Well, no, it's not a 20-30-minute ride. Basically, like, you are in line, and then at some point you get put into a room where the doors close and BB-8 rolls out and a hologram of Rey shows up and they start giving you kind of like what your mission is.
Hmm.
And then you leave that room and you get put onto a ship, which you feel take off and there's animatronics in there and it's crazy. It's like real fun. And then that ship gets tractor beamed into an Imperial Star Destroyer. So then the doors open and, you know, these Imperial guards pull you out and you're in this huge room with tons of stormtroopers. And one of the cast members yelled at me.
Yes.
Because I'm sitting there. Look, it's just great interactivity because I'm looking at the stormtroopers and I go, oh, wow, they move. And this guy goes, of course they move. Now get out of here.
Oh,
and I can't think of any other Disneyland ride or experience where you're kind of in the show in the ride. Yeah. I mean, sometimes some of the people on your way in the line will talk like that, but not like a full ride that way.
Yeah, the whole thing. Like, yeah, so he yelled at me and I went in this other room. And there's all these Imperial guards who are like kind of mean to you, but in a fun way. Like it's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
They think you're part of the rebellion. So then you get put in a jail, and Kylo Ren talks to you, and then you get broken out of the jail, and that's when the ride starts.
Jeez,
I love this so much.
That's
totally immersive.
Oh, that's awesome. So you haven't even started the ride yet. At that point, it's after everything you already described.
Right after everything, then you get in this ride, and it's intense.
It's nothing like Small World.
Okay, and by intense, no.
Were we afraid it was like Small World?
I was nervous, yeah.
By intense, is there a chance I might puke?
No. Okay. I don't think you'll puke, but there is, like, you're getting shot at, there's lasers, there's things exploding around you.
And you kind of, it's funny, if you like Star Wars, you kind of want it to break down.
Oh,
because Todd Martin's one of our reporters here. He wrote about it extensively, and he was saying that all the actors recorded extra parts.
Oh.
So if your ride stops when it's not supposed to, you start getting different dialogue. Oh. So like when I wrote it the day it opened, we paused. I had already ridden it a few times the day before, so we had paused at a spot we're not supposed to pause, and that's when Finn starts yelling at us. Why are you guys staying here? You got to get moving. And
that's awesome.
And you're like, you're Finn. Yeah. Shut up.
Unless Ray tells me, I'm not going.
Mark, here's my thing about amusement park rides in 2019. Over the last few years, like the Harry Potter ride and a lot of these video and moving rides have made me very sick and nauseous. And it seems like it's happening to a lot of people because Universal even had to change one of their Harry Potter rides. Is this one of those?
Not for me. If you watch the video of us waiting, I rode on a roller coaster. I did the Toy Story Land roller coaster, which is a very normal, not intense roller coaster.
Right.
And that made me nauseous.
Okay.
But this didn't.
And the one that's not in the video is I rode the Aerosmith roller. I didn't know there was an Aerosmith-themed roller coaster at Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
Me either.
I rode that. Yeah, it's fun.
No.
It sounds very.
Why would there be an Aerosmith-themed roller coaster?
Why so soon?
What an awful idea!
They sing "Love on a Roller Coaster."
No, they don't, Mark. No, they don't.
You're a funny dude. What they do for real?
Yeah, they do.
It is real.
Did you just say it'll change your life?
Yes.
You're okay with that?
Those made me feel sick. The Star Wars one never felt sick on that.
Good.
One.
Well, it made me feel sick listening to that.
All right. So after you stand in line, you go through all that stuff, and then the ride starts. How long is it from that point?
Maybe like 5-6 minutes.
Fun.
That's not bad at all.
I'm good. I'm into this.
You're moving a lot. You're moving a lot. You're in this cart. You're going in different rooms. There's animatronics. You're getting shot at. It's pretty intense.
Okay. So in closing, Galaxy's Edge has seemed that it's getting kind of. I mean. Although visually very stunning, the ride itself, the experience is kind of getting like a B+, I think, from people. Does this push it to an A?
I think so.
Oh, good.
All right.
I think it's worth waiting in a 10-hour virtual line or even like a 2 or 3 hour physical line.
Really?
Oh, I don't know.
I would say so.
Jensen doesn't wait in lines.
Well, I don't wait in lines. Also, I'm nervous. I have a stomach issue if I have to go poo or whatever. I mean, there's a lot of issues about lines with me. But virtual line, I'm down for that.
But Mark says worth 2 or 3 hours for the rest of us.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
I'll wait in line 2 or 3 hours. No question.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Star Wars Rise of the Resistance ride opens at Disneyland here.
January 17th.
January 17th. And Mark Potts writes for the LA Times, and you can follow him at Mr. Mark Potts
on
Twitter.
And he dropped in there that he's written it a few times.
He did, yeah.
We heard you.
Live the life, Mark
Potts. He wrote it 3 times and took away somebody else's experience.
Yeah,
yeah,
a little kid.
And watched the kid. You should have went to the kid and said, you know what? I've done it 3 times already. I'm excited to do it again, but you're missing not that much.
Mark's kind of a dick.
I had only ridden it twice at that point.
Oh,
so
you
did
the
right
okay, no. Then the kid would have understood.
Cool. You're cool.
Yeah, they'll understand.
Thank you, Mark, for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you all very much.
All right, bye now. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52. Hallie McKay is here with What's Happening.
What's going on, you guys?
I mean, that's what we're asking you.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, we're getting down to the wire.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still have gifts that you plan to order online? For Christmas?
Yes.
You want them to arrive by Christmas?
That would be the plan, sure.
Well,
can't you get like overnight?
You can. You're just going to pay a lot of money for that.
And you can't promise.
They can't guarantee it.
Okay.
And do you want nice workers working overnight on Christmas? They have families too, Kevin. Stop being so selfish.
I can see your point.
Okay. Let's say you want to do UPS.
Okay.
You want to ship that by December 13th.
Okay,
so get it, have
Wait,
it shipped.
It's the 11th. That's Friday.
That's what I'm saying.
What?
I'm trying to help you.
That's
you
this
wanna
Friday.
Do, I know.
It's too soon.
What? It's too soon. Okay, maybe you want to do USPS.
Oh, yeah, because then we have to, like, what, the day before Christmas?
23rd.
You want to ship by December 14th.
Oh!
Okay?
Wait,
so
that's
I'm
Saturday.
Giving you, exactly. I'm giving
what?
You the countdown. December 13th. For UPS.
It's not realistic. It's just not realistic.
Realistic. I get it. It's December 14th for USPS. But what about you FedEx people? Well,
until the day before Christmas.
You got a little bit of time.
Yeah, 23rd.
You have until December 16th.
Oh.
for your package to arrive by Christmas. However,
that's insanity.
They do have same-day shipping on Amazon Prime.
Yes.
For Amazon Prime customers, it's free until December 24th for orders of at least $35 or more.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I guess everyone's getting a $36 gift.
Just the limit.
Yep.
No more.
We've discussed change.org's petitions. They run the gamut of things that are really important that you want to address something for maybe social change to things that are really dumb.
And they are legally binding.
They
Am
are
I correct?
Not. They're they not. Are not, They're not at all.
I wasn't going to let Sonic the Hedgehog have those teeth. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I get it.
I wasn't going to let it happen.
I get it. Well, I did this story earlier, and I want to bring it up again because it's important. This is a change.org petition to make Baby Yoda an emoji. Here's why.
I'm down with that. That'd be cool.
This is a guy named Travis Bramble, and he says, well, this is pretty self-explanatory. I think Baby Yoda should be an emoji. He stole our hearts, and now I want him to steal our keyboard space. Your friend shares a pic of her newborn baby? Respond with the cute little Baby Yoda. Here's why. I just had to click out of something that popped up,
yeah,
by
no,
the way.
Yeah, I get it.
You want to respond with the little baby emoji to show that you think her little rascal is cute beyond words. You're sick of your mom. You're sick and your mom texts you.
You're sick of your mom?
I just say that. Mm-hmm. Things keep popping up. You're what sick. You, what?
What? It's happening.
What are you kidding? It's happening.
The change to her pop-up.
Do you have a virus?
I don't know what's happening.
Does your computer have a virus? Does it say you won a lottery and stuff?
Right.
Does it say click the frog that's
red
or something?
Out of nowhere, things just started popping up. Like I got a virus from Baby Yoda, which seems mean.
Too late. Trolls are in motion.
You're sick and your mom texts you, do you want some soup? Respond back with a cute little Baby Yoda to show her that your thirst for soup is insatiable.
Did a prince from Africa email you and offer you like $1 million?
Is that not real? Should
it's
I not have clicked on that?
Bad idea to
Dang
email back.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Join me in this movement and let your voices be heard. We want a Baby Yoda emoji. So
I'm down with that.
Mm-hmm.
We need 15,000 signatures. Mm-hmm. We are up to 11,987, you guys. Just go to change.org, put little make Baby Yoda an emoji in that search engine, and guess what? Well, we're going to make it happen.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
So, sounded like there was going to be more.
Nope. Sure, he just wanted to let you know.
That was it.
Yep.
Guys, have you ever smelled something and been like, that's a lot of cologne?
Yes.
That's a lot of
That's
body
one of my pet
spray.
Peeves. It's like, dude.
The worst.
Take a shower.
I will say this. I love
to smell it.
I love the Grove. It's one of my favorite places. I will not walk down to one section of the Grove because it smells like, I don't even know what cologne they spray, but the whole section just smells like that cologne.
Yeah, that's annoying.
I don't like it. Well, an alleged prank by Florida middle schooler students backfired after their bus was evacuated due to an overabundance of Axe body spray.
Wow.
The incident occurred on Monday morning on a bus bound for school. Students, quote, crop dusted the vehicle with an excessive amount of Axe body spray. Their effort was so pungent that all 30 passengers had to be evacuated from the vehicle due to the strong smell. A second bus arrived in the aftermath of the prank to transport them to school. Fortunately, no one seriously injured in the Axe attack, although 15 students suffered mild respiratory irritation from inhaling the aromatic aerosol.
Yeah, that can be so overwhelming.
So,
I smell like beef, of course.
Of course, young child. That is
he
very
needs
strange.
Body spray,
why,
then.
Of course?
I smell like beef, of course.
Why?
Smells like donkey ass.
All
why
right.
does that kid smell like beef, and why, of course?
Of course is the
more.
Best part of that.
I need more.
Of course.
I need more info.
I don't think we have it.
I have a follow-up, yeah.
Okay.
I smell like beef, of course.
It's the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's just reiterating. He's like, I don't understand what you're not getting, lady. I said, of course.
Can I tell you what I think it is?
Yes.
Okay, I think I got it from the YouTube award, like the awards for like YouTube memes.
Okay.
Okay.
And I think the smells like beef kid is like a meme where he says, I smell like beef. It is. I have it. A little kid says, I smell like beef. She's grown up or he's grown up or whatever. And then she came on stage and said, what do you smell like? And then
I smell like beef, of course.
Because it's them re-saying their catchphrase.
However, you did not answer my question at all. Why does he smell like beef in the first place?
That is a true mystery.
I'm going to say that whole thing was not worth it.
Jen's just like, well, here's the thing. He smells like beef. And then they asked him why. And he's like, I smell like beef, of course. You answered nothing, Jensen.
Well, but it took you a long time to answer that.
It took you a while to get there.
I didn't have the answer as to the smell.
He did inform us, though, that people grow up. Mm-hmm. So we found out about that.
Yeah. Needless to say, you all failed.
Mm-hmm. Good Lord. So then they had him back when he was grown up, and he said...
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because he smells like donkey ass.
He's nope, the kid that smelled like beef.
Of course.
Of course.
I smell like beef, of course.
I actually don't need an explanation. It's too good,
it's good
just to hear.
It's good without it.
All right. Happy birthday, Nikki Six, Mos Def, Monique, Haley Steinfeld, Ryder Strong, and DJ Yella. And that's what's happening.
It's Christmas time, people.
Santa Claus, on the helicopter.
You guys know Wing, right?
I mean, yes. Maybe too well since I started working here.
That's enough of that, right?
That is something.
She does the song to explain to everyone how Santa does it.
Right.
So it's not a sleigh in the sky.
No.
It's a helicopter. Didn't know.
Yeah.
Didn't
right?
know. Yeah.
Until her. Yeah. Thank God for Wing.
You learn something new every day.
Right.
Yeah. I played some earlier, but I've pulled so many Christmas songs that I think are bonkers that I have a new one if you want to hear it.
Okay, yeah. Please.
Okay, this first one is Little John. Okay, Little John.
Yeah! He does the best Christmas songs.
Right, he's known for it.
Was that your Little John?
It wasn't so bad.
It wasn't good.
I realized right when I did it.
Let me hear it again, because you went like, yeah!
It was so bad.
Let's hear it again.
Yeah! No, that's Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah! How do you do it?
Yeah!
Better.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah!
No, listen. Yeah.
Hold on. Listen, do it here.
Yeah!
Yeah, it's got to go back up.
Yeah, it's better.
Okay,
that's better.
Cool.
He teamed up with the infamous collaborator, the Kool-Aid Man.
What?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, the Kool-Aid Man. This is a Christmas song they put out last year.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. That's fantastic.
I kind of want that on a mix. I love it.
Quite a banger. And then I introduced you to another one, but I'd like to go into Star Wars right now, if that's possible.
Okay, all right, sure.
Okay, so one year, a group of people wanted to sort of dive into what Christmas is in the Star Wars universe. We all know about the spectacular Star Wars Christmas special.
Which, if you're over 8, was awful.
Yeah, it's incredible. But this was an album that they got George Lucas to sign off on. And this is all Star Wars Christmas music. So I want to play you first a song called R2-D2, We Wish You a Merry Christmas. It's very, very bad. But when I go into a detail about who is singing, it's going to blow your mind. Okay, that's very bad.
Yes.
So the guy who made that had a young cousin, a child, who you hear in that song.
Mm-hmm.
And that child wanted to get into music.
Okay.
And the uncle
and
was...
that baby grew up to be...
Adolf Hitler. No, here it is. That baby, the cousin of the person who made that song...
Yeah.
John Bon Jovi. Who's
Wait, I'm sorry. How did you pronounce
John
that?
John Bon Jovi?
That's his legal name.
I can't with you.
That's what? His legal name.
It is G-I-O-V. Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
G-O-V.
That's his
yeah.
legal name.
Yeah.
He wasn't going by Bon Jovi at 9! His name is John Bon Jovi. That's his stage name.
Okay. So what's the point?
That's John Bon Jovi singing that song.
Okay.
That child is John Bon Jovi.
What?
Yeah. John Bon Jovi is his real name. That's... That's John Bon Jovi.
Stop saying that.
I'd hate to hit you on the face when we're talking about Christmas music, for God's sakes.
All right. This one is the one we played earlier this morning that has heated up on our social media.
People love it.
And for good reason. To remind you, I was driving to my in-law's house for the holidays. We stopped at a Subway, I found out when I looked at an old tweet. And I went to the bathroom. I wasn't pooping. As everyone knows, I wouldn't poo in public. But I was peeing.
It's public.
No,
it's not public.
A ton of people tweeted, like, you were going pooing. No, I was peeing. I'm fine with peeing anywhere. I'll pee in your house. I'll pee on your house. Anyway, point is...
Will you pee on John Bon Jovi?
John Bon Jovi is his real name.
Is this a new Cameo thing where people can request you to pee?
No.
And
no,
they have to pay?
That's a completely different service. So, okay. So I'm in the bathroom, and I'm hearing this song, and I think I'm on a hidden camera show. That's how crazy this Christmas song is. So I start recording it just so I could have it.
So you're sitting in a bathroom peeing, and you record this song.
Yes, to make sure I'm not hallucinating.
Okay.
I went to the car, figured out it's real, no hidden camera show. The song is called is by Sandy Bainum, and it's called This Christmas.
Sounds beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
This Christmas,
nice.
I'll be celebrating.
Okay.
Won't be standing underneath a mistletoe.
He already sounds mad.
Because I'll be here with you. This Christmas, I'll be lighting a menorah. Singing dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
Really?
What about chocolate gal?
Ernest. That seemed odd.
The tone in which she says Jew is a little rough. Yeah, it's not. It's a hard ER.
She literally lists all the things that she's going to miss about Christmas, and here's the reason why.
I hate all the stuff I'm going to miss because of you.
Coming to your house, but I'll be there, an honorary Jew.
Strong.
And a lot of chocolate gelt.
I can't believe this is a real
song.
But he won't be saying Merry Christmas, darling. But when he says Shalom, I simply melt.
Again, earnest song, not a joke.
This is not to be comedy.
No, this is not comedy.
Dead serious.
Dead serious. This is a real song.
Christmas won't be roasting any chestnuts.
What about kosher? Are you keeping kosher?
Won't be mixing meat.
There you go.
How does she work that into a song?
I don't know. And it's so
bad.
She's Orthodox. Yes. Like, she's not even just casually Jewish now.
Won't be mixing meat and dairy. Still we'll have a merry home.
Still. And look, even though it's going to suck.
Even though this whole thing sounds insane and I don't know what I'm getting into, I'm going to be okay.
For me, for you, a goy, a Jew, a happy. For two, this Christmas Hanukkah is what I'll do.
I was kind of hoping that the music video would start with her normal Sandy Bainum, and by the end she has like payas in a full Jewish outfit, and she's like the fiddler on the roof.
And did that happen?
No.
Merry holiday for me, for you, a goy, a Jew, a happy.
I'm not happy about it.
The Jewish Sandy Bainum.
Mm, love it.
Just beautiful. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:39. Time for one last look at what's happening. Here's Allie.
Well, with the Crocs.
Yes.
Right?
Post Malone has officially sold out his fourth Crocs collection. I mean, the first one, you were like, okay, Post Malone Crocs. Mm-hmm. That's kind of cool. I'll get them.
Like sold a funny yeah, gag funny. Almost.
Yeah, gag gift.
Then the second collection came around. People were like, no, I really need those. Sold out. Mm-hmm. Third time they came around, people were like, dude, these are the best ones. Need them. Sold out.
Are Crocs coming back because of him?
Post Malone, he's got a power. We'll talk about his power in a second. Right. But the new collection features these clogs, which have a blue and black camo pattern, a chunky sole, pivoting back straps, adjustable hook and loop closures. Mm-hmm. Posty worked on the design, including the detailing on the sole and the straps. Those went up for sale online and at select retail locations. $60, sold out in under 2 hours.
Wow.
His fourth Crocs collection. I talked about this earlier, but I don't know what his power is over women. Here's why I say that. We all love his album. We all think it's great.
Yes.
It's amazing.
We do like it.
Yeah.
But every friend that I have that has gone to see him in concert, he puts this spell over them. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happens.
Is it magic?
Every single woman that I know that has seen Post Malone in concert is now in love with him, would like to marry him, would like to have little posties. Stop making my sons horny. That's what I'm saying, ma'am. I mean, women at the station. Like, Nicole Alvarez, Megan Holliday, Jessica here. Then we were talking about it with my friend Jenna on night two at Acoustic Christmas. She's like, no, once I saw my concert, that was it. I don't know what's happening.
It's literally 100%.
Assistant producer Christine.
Uh-huh.
She actually said, swoon, when we were talking about Post Malone.
She's getting a face tattoo over
she
the
totally
holiday,
is.
Too.
Of all people, Christine getting a face awesome? Tattoo. You guys, I don't know what he pumps in, what kind of air happens in the arenas.
Why
he's
doesn't
playing.
It affect guys?
I don't, it might. It
I
might.
I saw him. I loved him at Coachella. Yeah? That was fun.
You don't want to marry him?
Not today.
It looks like he, smells
soon,
like old library books. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Like a, smells like donkey ass,
like musty,
a pungent must.
Okay,
and like
not
ugh,
good,
not yeah. But I, you know, girls
about,
love a bad boy.
What about like corn chips? Kind of like corn chips and bologna.
Just so you know, we've been putting up with corn chip smell in the studio all morning for mugs.
He has no idea how pungent that smell is.
No.
Yeah.
No. It's like you can't smell your own BO.
Right.
But he can't smell that food anymore,
right.
But it's so permeating every part
no
of our
idea.
Pores.
Mm-mm. I'm like, Muggs, are you eating corn chips right now? Or what did I say? Corn nuts?
Corn nuts.
He's like, no, it's chili cheese Doritos,
Fritos.
Whatever. Fritos.
And he was so happy.
He was so happy.
Oh, Fritos.
Oh, Fritos.
On a good note, I mean, it's very easy to please Muggs.
It really is. It's delightful. Yeah. But again, Post Malone, four Crocs collections sold out. That's hard to say. Guys, Bravo TV announced yesterday that Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen has been renewed through 2021. It debuted in 2009. It's aired live, features Andy Cohen asking his celebrity guests personal questions alongside fans who then call into the show. We were discussing how it costs approximately $12 to put the show on.
Yeah, they have like one studio that they've
same
had for
sets.
Years.
Yeah, and they, now all the on. Booze that they use is completely, you know, paid for, that
sponsored,
type of thing.
Yeah.
And people literally call him, like celebrities are like, please let me come on and talk about the Housewives. So that he doesn't really even need a booker. He's just like, text me. Somebody has my number. Call, you know.
Can he book our show?
Sure.
Maybe, yeah. Why not?
Right.
Yeah.
Why not, you guys? Absolutely. Did you hear about this conversation that Julia Louis-Dreyfus had with Stephen Colbert?
No.
It happened over the weekend, and she discussed her time on SNL. Said it wasn't the greatest time she's ever had, and people knew this about her, but Stephen Colbert delved a little deeper.
Okay.
And she started off, she gave accolades to all the incredibly funny people on the show, but then she spoke a little bit more about a negative climate. She said, it was very sexist. Very sexist. People were doing crazy drugs at the time. She said she was young and naive and totally oblivious to all the drug use going on around her. She said, I just thought, oh, wow, he's got a lot of energy. But despite all the bad parts, she did end on a positive note. She said, I learned I wasn't going to do any more of this show business crap unless it was fun. I just thought, I don't have to do this anymore. I don't have to crawl through nasty glass if it's not going to be fulfilling.
Yeah.
And then she went on to be, you know, Elaine Benes.
Sure.
And the president, vice president on Veep.
Yep.
Like, she's just so talented and then has apparently had her choice of what she wanted to do, and she never misses.
Good
so
for her,
I'm
by the way.
Kind of glad she didn't That's have impressive. The best experience there and then went on to do, you know, 15 Lorne Michaels films. Yeah. So, it's a beautiful
although she
thing.
Would have made, she makes everything better.
She really does.
I
absolutely.
Guess what you're saying is that
every foot is like a story.
That is,
that is
what
exactly
saying.
It. Oh, right. Why is corn shit breath back in here?
I'd like to go back to the topic we did a little earlier today about minutia and when you guys had no idea what I was talking about.
Uh-huh. About making a swiping left. So yeah. you start with a right and then turn left.
I'm sorry. You're interrupting what's happening?
Yes.
For something 2 hours
this,
ago?
Because my Twitter is blowing up.
Okay.
James says, I know exactly what you're talking about. They end up hogging up two lanes to make an easy-ass left turn. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Danny Boy says, I lose my ass when people turn right to turn left. I see it all the damn time.
Oh, Danny Boy.
Janet says, I can't believe I'm saying this, Muggs, but I'm with you on the right swing left turn.
Damn
Power
it, Janet.
Steering was invented how many years ago? Sam, thank you. I thought I was the only one who hates when people go right to go left. Mm. And then Vernon Dew. I 100% agree with you on the Y turns.
Hmm. Do they know about the corn chips, though?
Know what I mean, Vern?
You want to hear one more?
Sure.
Yeah. I see it all the time. It's mostly...
Wait. Can we vote
so
again?
We were so defeated.
I just said sure.
Wait, can we vote again? Because no.
No, we're good.
Because you guys know I'm right.
What? Oh, no. Your mic's cutting out. Oh, no.
That's so sad.
What happened?
Beat it, corn chip breath.
Go put on some cool shoes, bud.
They're on his wall.
Yeah, he's not even going to wear them. He's going to put them on his wall.
Such a weird show today, you guys. Such a weird show. I don't know about you, but I cannot wait to watch Steve Harvey's new show.
I'm sorry?
On Facebook Watch.
Yay!
Titled Steve on Watch. The new series comes 6 months after NBC Universal canceled his self-titled talk show in May to make room for, it was Kelly Clarkson, right?
Yes.
Which turned out to be a real good idea
it's
for them because it's a
She's
huge hit. But the new project will feature insightful perspectives, unfiltered responses, and surprising takes on the everyday issues affecting his audience. And there's going to be a lot of Steve Harvey doing what Steve does best. Being Steve. Mm. How is it not called Being Steve?
Right.
Yeah, that would have been
right?
Sense.
Come on. It is set to premiere on streaming platform Facebook Watch. Facebook on January 6th. Hard pass.
There's no one better in the business than Steve Harvey at Faces.
His Family Feud faces are
they're
a delight.
Gold.
Yeah.
So if it's just a show where he doesn't talk and just makes faces while other people are talking,
right.
I will tape it.
Just
I will
a
watch
single
it.
Camera on his face. Yeah. Doesn't even matter who's there.
Well, yeah, we need to hear what they're saying.
Okay,
so if they're like, oh, my baby daddy has never called me once, I want him to go, just like, roll
No, it's
eyes.
Good to roll your eyes on the radio.
And so that's what I want for Steve Harvey's Facebook Watch show.
I will say this. I went to see a taping of Family Feud.
Okay.
My friends, Fred Willard and his family, were on Celebrity Family Feud.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Watching that man do his job.
The Harv.
No one better.
He's a killer.
The Harv.
Yeah, he's a killer.
Sure. Everyone knows that.
True killer.
Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
He's so funny. And the taping is so long because he's just goofing the whole time. It was a blast.
Yes.
He's really talented.
And that mustache.
I'm never going to watch your show on Facebook Watch.
All right.
But what about the faces?
And the mustache.
Well, he does the faces and the mustache.
What about the faces and the mustache? Again, a better title for a show.
What about the faces, the mustache, and the suits?
Oh.
A lot of suits.
All good things.
You know what
I want for Christmas?
What?
A Steve Harvey suit. You know he has his own collection.
No. Yeah. Like he designs
he
them?
He sells
the
them?
The ones
really?
He wears.
Really?
Those like long ones that look
the long jacket.
Like he's been shrunk down, but his suit didn't
like
change.
Like he's a child wearing an adult suit.
Yes, like the end of Big. I want one of those suits, but I want to wear it with Ernest. Like I don't want people to
Who's
laugh
Ernest?
At me. You know, Vern.
Yeah.
I want people to just wear it. I want to wear it. And not stand out.
Okay.
I want to wear suits that Sinbad would wear. You know what I mean? Like colors and crazy outfits.
All right.
Okay.
Why Sinbad now?
Because he wears that kind of suit also, like the long.
I always remember like a plum-colored suit.
That's what he wore. He looked like a Dick Tracy villain. And that's what I want to look like.
So if anyone listening and really wants to get us a gift.
Custom Steve Harvey suit.
That's what we need.
Okay. I'm here.
Okay. All not right. me, Jensen.
And remember, the faces, the mustache, the suits.
You've mentioned those.
Right. Mm-hmm. You still out?
Yay!
Still out, or did we swing you over?
Nah, I'm still not watching.
No.
Okay.
All right.
Some birthdays for you. Monique. She would like to see that. That was on the Steve Harvey show, right? When
like
she said that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Were you saying her name all day? Or yeah. That, oh, I don't know.
All day.
Damn it.
Every single time.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Go. I'll say it again. I would like to see it. Okay. I'm sorry. I stepped on you. Monique.
Do it again.
Happy birthday, Monique.
I would like to see it.
I would as well. Most Def, Nikki Sixx, Ryder Strong, and DJ Yella, and that's what's happening.
Thanks, Ellie, and drive home today. Tomorrow morning, we've got your tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood. Bring your family and friends and start a new tradition.
Chick-fil-A!
During the holidays, as K-Rock takes over Universal Studios Hollywood this Friday night.
The whole park.
The whole park.
Amazing.
To win the tickets tomorrow morning.